Gemara, Kuf Yudala the base. We have a custom, Tesis refers to it, the bottom Tesis that Kuf Yudala on the base. We have a minig to blow shofar at the end of Yom Kippur. What is that all about? There are different reasons that are given in the Rishonim. The Tesis gives a reason over here that they're not happy with. Loka machzorim, shekasa behem. In the machzorim, apparently it's written, Shatkiya Zecha Leyoyvon. What is that all about? We know that every year on Rosh Hashanah, there is a mitzvah in Atara to blow shofar all over the world. Then, on Yom Kippurim, Shal Yovel, every 50th year, if the Bezin declared it as a Shnas HaYovel, it says, V'avartem shofar trua b'chol artzichem. B'chodesh HaShvi Besal HaChodesh. B'chol artzichem sounds like only in Eretz Yisrael. Sounds like it's only a mitzvah, and that's how the Rambam writes. The mitzvah lahaber shofar b'chol artzichem. He doesn't say there it's Israel. Maybe he's not sure either what the pasuk means. That's what it sounds like. That the mitzvah only applies in Eretz Yisrael. Some write explicitly that it's not so. What do they do with the pasuk? Some write explicitly the mitzvah applies even to chutz l'aretz. How do they interpret the pasuk? I'm not sure. Avat m'shefer tshuva b'chol artzichem. How do they? I don't know. So there is a mitzvah to blow shofar on Yom Kippur shel Yovel. So Tosfos says that in the Machzorim somebody wrote Shatkiya is Zecha LeYovel. So Tosfos says it doesn't make any sense. Lama Token B'chol Shana V'Shana. Chi Haya Yovel B'chol Shana V'Shana. Every year is a Shnas HaYovel. We were not sure which year should be Yovel. That's a suffix. You're not sure the year got lost. 1 out of 50 years, you got to blow Shana. You don't remember which year is Yovel. You don't remember approximately. So every year you blow Shana. Zecha LeYovel. Anyway. That's one reason why we blow shofar. Zecha LeYovel. According to that reason, so you should blow tkiya shvarim tshuva tkiya. That's what some have a custom. Absalvechik's minion, they did like that. They didn't blow tkiya gdoila. They blew tkiya tshuva tkiya. Like on Yom Kippur Shoyot. Then Tosfos and other places writes that the reason why we blow shofar is a minhag. The reason for the minig is that we know that on Yom Kippur there's a special Hashuas Hashchina with Bnei Yisrael Lefnei Hashem Titor. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam, so to speak, comes down and is with us, and he atones our sins by being close to us. So then on the end of Yom Kippur, so the Shechina goes back. So it goes back in seven stages. Why does it go back in seven stages? That's why we say Hashem Hu Elokim, Hashem Hu Elokim. Why in seven stages? So the Gemara says in the second parak in Chagiga that there are Shiva Rikim, that there are seven heavens. And the Gemara quotes the various psukim from Tanakh, that there are seven names for the heaven. So it's not that there are seven names that can be used interchangeably, there's seven different layers, seven heavens. That has something to do with the kisses. The Gemara says that the color of the trelis is Dama Lerakia. So the Gemara says because there are seven heavens, that's why you should make a minimum of 7 and a maximum of 13. Because if you have 7 heavens, then you have 6 avirim, mapsik in between. Otherwise, all the heavens are one. So you have to have something mapsik in between the first 7 and the second heaven. So that's an avir is mapsik. So if you have 7 heavens, you have to have 6 avirim, mapsik in between. So 7 and 6 in higher mathematics is 13. So the Gemara says when you tie the tzitzis, since the trelis is supposed to remind us of the heaven, Rakia does mean the heaven. Rakia means the sky. But Rakia daimel kisei hakavet, that's already the heaven. The reason why it's blue, that color blue, is to remind us not so much of the sky, but the sky is to remind us of the heavens. And there are 7 heavens, and there are 6 avirim in between. 7 and 6 is 13. So the Gemara says when you wind around the tzitzis, you should have, if you have trelis. Tosfos said as man as ever, you don't have trelis, so it's not so. Tosfos and the Rambam say so. It's not so important, this whole story. But when you really have trailers, then you got to be medactic to have a minimum of 7 and a maximum of 13. That's the question, minimum of 7 what? And a maximum of 13 what? So Tosfos has 2 pshat and a menachas on that. The 1 pshat is a minimum of 7 times winding around. How do we do? We do 7, 8, 11, 13. That's called in 1 chulya, we have a minimum of 7 krichos and a maximum of 13 krichos. It's all keneged the design rikiyim and the 6 avirim in between. That's the minority pshat among the rishonim. That's the minority pshat that it goes how many kriches do you make in each chulya. Most of the rishonim say that that's not correct because the gemara says explicitly on that same daf in menachos how many kriches they make in the chulya. 3 Gemara says a minimum of three. If you don't do three krichas in a chulia, that's not called a chulia. So this Gemara, so the minority pshat in Tosfos says, yeah, you gotta have three. But more correct, if you have chedus, more correct is to make a minimum of seven and maximum of 13. And most of the Rishonim don't learn like that. Most of the Rishonim learn how many krichas they make in a chulia in between one knot and the other. You make three krichas, minimum of three. It has nothing to do with 7 or 13. But the 7 or 13 means how many chulias should you make? We make 4 units. The first unit is 7, then 8, then 11, then 13. So Tosfos says, yeah, we make 4 because we don't have any chelis bizman. The whole thing is lamala v'lamer. But bizman, like you have chelis, then the Rambam and the Tosfos said, then you have to be medactic to make what? A minimum of 7 chulias. A minimum of 7 chulias. And you have knots all over the place. You have to have 3 krichas and a knot, then 3 krichas and another knot, then 3 krichas and another knot. You have to have, instead of 4 units, you have to have 7 units or 13 units. 13 units. Be 13 units, and each unit is a minimum of 3. And that's supposed to take up one-third of the length of the tzitzis. One-third of the length of the tzitzis. It's going to be very long tzitzis. Tzitzis doesn't have to be so long. So how can it be? How can it be that you're going to make 13 krichas? 13 chulias? You're going to make 13 chulias, and each chulia is going to have, a minimum of 3 krichas. How could that be that whole area of the krichas and everything is only going to take up one-third? The chatzilah should only take up one-third of the length of the tzitzis, and two-thirds should be loose strings. The answer is, like the fellow gave the demonstration the other day, yesterday, whenever it was, it all depends how thick and or how thin the strings are. We have pretty fat strings, so we are machmed to get the kofel shmoina thicker strings. There's one opinion in Tosfos that you have to have kofel shmoina. So our strings are very fat. If you would have skinnier strings, you'd be able to have all of these krichas and all the chulias and everything in a much shorter distance. Okay, so that's what Tosfos writes in Brochus, that we say Hashem Hu Elokim 7 times is similar to Siluk Shchinah. The Shchinah is going back from this world, is going back to the first heaven, to the second heaven, to the third heaven, to the Zayin Rikim. And then we blow shofar on Matzah Yom Kippur. Part of that meaning of saying Hashem Hu Elokim 7 times, you blow shofar also to indicate that there is a Siluk Shechina. Where does that come from? That Kiyah shofar represents Siluk Shechina. That on the occasion of Maimon Har Sinai, on the occasion of Matan Torah, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu said no one's allowed to climb up on Har Sinai, and Behemah Mish Lo Yichyeh. Then they said, B'mishuch HaYovel Hema Yala Bahar. When they hear the Yovel blowing, when they hear the shofar, the Yovel is the shofar, and they're going to hear the shofar blowing, then they're permitted to go up on Har Sinai, because that's a siman of Siluk Shechina. And after the Shechina goes away, so there's no reason why it's forbidden to go on Har Sinai. Rabbi Gorim went on Har Sinai. He blew shofar on Har Sinai. He blew shofar to indicate that there was no Shechina, not that the Shechina disappeared. After the Sinai campaign, you weren't born yet. There were a lot of wars in Eretz Yisrael. So one of the early wars in the three Adigadiris was there was a Sinai campaign where Israel got together, I already forgot myself, got together with France, with ancient England, yes. So they took over the whole Sinai. So Rabbi Gorin at that time was the chief chaplain, so he blew shofar on top of Har Sinai. What was he blowing shofar for? Not to indicate that the Shechina just left. To indicate the Shechina had left in the days of Maimon Har Sinai. In the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Shechina left. He's a very dramatic rabbi. There was a time that they wanted to get him here to be a rabbi in the yeshiva. Would have been a different yeshiva. He didn't want to come. So that's the second explanation that Tosfos gives for the minig. So we blow shofar on it. So Yom Kippur is connected with the minig of saying Hashem Hu Elokim 7 times. And Hashem Hu Elokim 7 times Siluk Shechina is to the first heaven, seventh heaven, and so on. And blowing shofar is a similar Siluk Shechina, just like on the occasion of Matan Torah. And Tosfos doesn't think that those are the correct reasons. Tosfos says the minig is straight from our Gemara. The minig to blow shofar on Matzah Yom Kippur comes straight from our Gemara, that the Gemara says Veliska. The Gemara has three times Veliska. And this little Amud, Kuf Yud Alan Amadeh, the Gemara asks three times, why don't we blow shofar? So the first two times that the Gemara asks, why don't we blow shofar? Let's see where it is. The Gemara says again, how does the story begin? On Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, Reb Zeirah lived in Bavel and he moved to Eretz Yisrael. So he says, when I was in Bavel, Ki Havina B'Bavel, we used to learn Pshat and the Braisa that it's L'Kuli Alma Di Rakuli, that there's no dispute between Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Kiva, that you don't, when you have Yom Kippur next to Shabbos next to Yom Kippur, that you don't say Havdalah in between the two, no matter what direction you're going, and you don't blow shofar in between the two, no matter which one came first. Doesn't matter which one came first. Why? Because more or less they're both on the same level, and the only time you say Havdalah is when you're going down. You only blow shofar when you're going up to be Moshe Mechol Al HaKodesh. And Shabbos and Kippur is the same thing, Kamat the same thing. So there's no Havdalah, you're never going down, no matter which direction, and it's not considered that you're going up no matter which direction. Then it came to Eretz Yisrael, and somebody said, no, that the Brisa is only Rabbi Akiva. He only goes to Rabbi Akiva. He says, Chelvi Shabbos and Kippur, Yom Kippur, Chelvi Yom Kippur, and came to Shabbos. So he holds that they're equal, so you can't say Havdalah, you can't say, you can't blow Shofar. But if you would have held like Rabbi Shmuel, Chelvi Shabbos, Chelvi Yom Kippur, so the Gemara says, Liska, why shouldn't you blow? That's the first time the Gemara is going to have three times Liska. So the Gemara says, the first time is about seven lines from the top. Of Kuf Yudalam Beis Liska, why should the Brisa say you don't blow Shofar in either direction, whether Yom Kippur is before or after Shabbos, you don't blow Shofar. Why don't you blow Shofar in between to demonstrate? To demonstrate that what? When? Which case should you blow Shofar? When Yom Kippur is on Erev Shabbos, Yom Kippur is on Sunday. So Tosis rejects the Rabbeinu Hananel's pshat. Tosis says, what's the pshat liska? It means when Yom Kippur falls out on Erev Shabbos. And chel v'Yom Kippur, akreivim b'Yom Kippur, but let's blow shofar half an hour let's blow shofar in the Beis HaMikdash, a half an hour before Shkia, on Sof Yom Kippur, to know that in the last half hour, we've superimposed Kedusha Shabbos on top of Tosefis Shabbos on top of Yom HaKippurim. And now you're not allowed to be makhtiv yemurim because chelvi Shabbos are not chelvi Yom Kippur are not craving the Shabbos. So that was the Gemara's kasha. Liska haftkia be'erev Shabbos kamakita tirish bekuntris. That was the Gemara's kasha. When Yom Kippur falls out on erev Shabbos, we should blow shofar to be moisim mechayil al hakodesh to stop the haktorah because chelvi Yom Kippur are not craving the Shabbos. Aval Yom Kippur shalchal be'erev Shabbos. That was not the Gemara's kasha liska. They're rejecting the Rabbeinu Hananel. The Gemara doesn't say which direction was it a kasha. Rabbeinu Hananel on the side of the Gemara says, Liska. Where does he have this? Ella the Rabbi Shmuel is about 20 lines down. Ella Rabbi Shmuel, Dishonilei, he distinguishes between Shabbos and Yom Kippur, the dinim are not the same. So he says, Akasha Liska b'matzoi Shabbos liyom HaKippur. He learns the pshat that Tosfos is rejecting. When Yom Kippur falls out on Sunday, why shouldn't we blow shofar? For what purpose? The Lehevi HaKeri LeKohanim LaHakri Mashanois LeMichel VeShabbos. We should blow shofar on Matzoi Shabbos going into Yom Kippur. And Yom Kippur is on Sunday in order that we should, and the Tkiyah is going to represent what idea? That you're still permitted to be Makhtirin Chel VeShabbos on Yom Kippur. The Tosfos says, what are you talking about? You blow shofar to indicate that you're allowed to do things. No. Kiyah shofar is on an Erev Shabbos, on an Erev Yom Tov, on an Erev Yom Kippur. Kiyah shofar is Kabbalah Tosef Shabbos like they had Tzibur. It's Tosef Shabbos of the Yoch, it's Tosef Shabbos of the Tzibur. The way we learn, not the Rambam. Yesterday we spent a few minutes on the Rambam. Rambam has a whole different understanding of everything. He doesn't believe in Tosef Shabbos. You're not obligated min haTorah min haRabbanan, and he seems told that it's not even Chal. The fact that you can say Kiddush Mibod Yom, in the summertime you daven early, you say Kiddush, he says that's not that you Yotze Kiddush Bizman Tosef Shabbos. There ain't no such thing as Tosef Shabbos. Yotze Kiddush on Erev Shabbos, just like Havdalah can either be recited after Shabbos is over, or as Shabbos is about to be over. So Kiddush can either be recited at the beginning of Knesset HaShabbos, Samoch LeKnesset LeFaneho LeYachrei, soon before the entry of Shabbos. Rambam has a whole different shot. But all the regular Rishonim learn that the Tkiyah Shofar on an Erev Yom, the Ver Shabbos, Erev Yom Kippur, is the Kabbalah Tosef Shabbos of the Tzibur. So that was the Gemara's Kasha. Liska, when Yom Kippur falls out on Friday, not when Yom Kippur falls out on Sunday. Yom Kippur falls out on Friday, Liska, so that in the last half hour of Yom Kippur, we won't be mocked to the Emurim because it's Tosef Shabbos. Chel Yom Kippur, not craving Shabbos. That was the first time the Gemara has Liska. Then the Gemara gave a whole explanation why Reb Zeira gave a whole explanation. He said he doesn't agree with the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael. He thinks the way they learned the Bavel was more correct. Yeah, that's not. You have to blow shofar. You have to blow shofar to announce that you've been kabbal to Tosef Shabbos in the Beit HaMikdash. The Kohanim Azrizim Hang. We'll clap on the stand, we'll tell them half an hour before everybody will be Madia. When the clock strikes, 7:30. So it's a half an hour before the Shkia. So you should know, you have to be Mekabel Tosef for Shabbos, and no more Haktaris anymore. And there's no need to blow Shoy from the Beis HaMikdash. The Kohanim has reason. The Balabat will come to be Oyla Regal, then you need the Simon. But this whole Nafkimin is only relevant for Haktaris Emurim, for the Kohanim and the Azara. For the Kohanim and the Azara, there is reason here. Then the Gemara says, yeah, but we still have a Kasha, Veliska. Veliska. Yeah, this is already about 15 lines down. The second time the Gemara says Veliska. The first word on the line is Veliska, why don't we blow Shofar? Kehecha the lady. What does that mean, Veliska? What is that, Veliska? You mean, when Yom Kippur is on Erev Shabbos, we permit Hachone Min HaMincha Lamaylo. When is Min HaMincha Lamaylo? The last hour and a half of the day, the last 2 hours. When they daven Mincha, probably Mincha Ktana, no, Mincha Ktana is how long? 2.5. When is Mincha Ktana? 2.5 hours before the Shkia. It's Mincha Ktana. So Min HaMincha Lamayla, the last amount of time. So that Hachana that you're allowed to do on Yom Kippur for Shabbos, at the table, whatever, that's only up until what are we going to say? That's only, you can't say it's only up until the last half hour. Wait a minute, the last half hour, then you mekabel Shabbos, then you're not allowed to do hachonas. If it's Shabbos for sure, you can do hachonas on Shabbos for Shabbos. Unless it means like the Rambam learns. Rambam learns that Kniva Sierik is a shtikol malochim in the Rabbanon. Not only are we matir hachonas, we're even matir something that's a malocha for Yom Kippur for Shabbos. It can't be matir and isa deraisa. So we're matir Kniva Sierik, which the Rambam describes in Uchash Fisa Sosor as a form of a malochim in the Rabbanon. So Mitzvah, that's only permissible, that thing Morris says only permissible on Yom Kippur Shechal B'chol. On Yom Kippur Shechal is B'Shabbos. That was a machloikis Amaroyim in the Gemara. And the Rambam Paschal said that's not allowed. So that's what the Gemara's kasha was. Veliska, again, when Yom Kippur, you explain to me why in the Beis HaMikdash it does. The whole question was, why not blow Shofar in the Beis HaMikdash a half an hour before Shabbos, when Yom Kippur falls out on Friday? The Brisa seems to say you don't blow Shofar anywhere in the whole wide world. So the Gemara's kasha was, why don't you blow Shofar in the Beis HaMikdash? That the Kohanim should know from now on they can't be Makdeyam. So the Gemara says there's no need to blow Shofar. No need to blow Shofar in the Beis HaMikdash. We'll tell them they did and they'll know. Sure. Kohanim has reason. Now the Gemara asks the kasha, no, but all over the world, Veliska. Why? We allow Knivas Yerek, which according to the Rambam is not only an act of Hachone, it's also Ashtikon Malochim in the Rabbanon. But once you Mekabel Shabbos, in the last half hour of that Yom Kippur, so it's like, yeah, the last half hour, Yom Kippur Shechali is B'Shabbos. You just made it, Yom Kippur Shechali is B'Shabbos. The last half hour has Kedusha Shabbos superimposed on top. And we assume Lahalocha, like Rav Huna against Rabbi Yechana. Hilchus Kebas Roy, that's what we had yesterday. The Ramam and the Rishonim Paschal, like Rav Huna, that the Heter to do Knevis Yerik is only on Yom Kippur Shechal B'Chol. Yom Kippur Shechal B'Shabbos, there's no Heter. So the Heter began 2.5 hours before the end of the Yom Kippur. But it only goes for 2 hours. The last half hour, you're not allowed to go. The last half hour, when the Kabbal Tosef is Shabbos. So the Gemara says, so why not blow Shofar all over the world? Find the Kohanim and the Beis HaMikdash, they're on their toes. They know what they're doing. Well, why don't we blow Shofar all over the world? Ke'echad the lady, everybody should know that in the last half hour, you're not allowed to do Kneva Tierra.
Why is the Gemara expressing in a positive?
Yeah.
First kasha took that it would be a different year. Why don't you want to say a negative thing?
Yeah. That was Tosis kasha. On the top tesis, they asked on the first time the Gemara said Veliska. Why didn't they say in the negative? So Tosis said, well, if you won't blow Shofar, you won't blow Shofar either direction. When Yom Kippur falls out on Erev Shabbos, on Echad B'Shabbos, you won't blow Shofar either way. So other rabbis, so this will mislead people into thinking that it's like Rabbi Akiva, that the both days are on the same level, neither is higher than the other. So the Yisra, they'll all know. They'll have the Shabbos and not craving Yom Kippur. Chavi Yom Kippur and not craving the Shabbos. They'll think of both ways not. So the Gemara's kasha was Veliska. So we'll know that it's not in both directions, that it's only in one direction. But it really means the negative. But the negative we would have thought anyway. So it means the whole package. You should blow Shofar to represent the Kabbalah Tosefes Shabbos showed that in one way yeah and one way no. Yeah, so that Tosefes took care of a little bit. On this Gemara, this Gemara is a vita strange. What does the Gemara say in the positive? Liska keeched the lady, the shor b'knives erk ben amchamad. They should have said faket. Liska, that they should know that up until now is shor b'knives and kam yelach is not shor b'knives yerek. Kam yelach is yom kippur shcholi is b'shabbes, and there's no heter. So what does the Gemara say the positive here? Tosefes explanation. Does Tosefes explanation apply here? I don't think so. Maybe it also means the positive with the negative. I don't know.
Yeah, how would you learn Shavos Lahati, the Hamshach HaGemar?
Yeah. Yes, yeah, so the Gemar clearly is emphasizing the Heter, not the Yisra. I mean, if you wouldn't have blown Shofar at all, what would you think? That nothing changes. You would think that nothing changes. So no one will know. I mean, the people won't know that the Heter Knivas Yerek. If you blow Shofar, everybody knows Shabbos Yom Kippur is the same. So no one will know that there's a Heter Knivas Yerek at all on Yom Kippur. So if you blow Shofar, then I'm in Chalamayla. If you blow Shofar before the last half hour, so they'll understand two things, that up until now there was a Heter for something which no longer applies. So those that didn't know about it, so they just lost the chance. Those that know about the din, and now they know from the last half hour, they're not allowed to do it. So, but as far as most of the people is concerned, they will wake up and they'll hear, oh, there was a heter that we just missed. So they'll know for next year, it'll announce for them the heter for next year. I don't know, that's what it sounds like. Veliska, but the kasha is, Veliska the same as before. The Tkiya should represent the Kabbalah Tosefes Shabbos of the Tzibur. So why is it so important to do pirsum? So make an announcement, sure. So the Gemara says, no, it's important in order to notify the people of the Heter. Whoever never heard of it, from now on they heard the Shofar, they'll know. Kech delay the Shofar came is here. So the Rabbi Yosef answers, Ein dechen shvus lehatir. Blowing Shofar, normally the Mishnah says in the first parak in Shabbos, that you blow Shofar on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov, Erev Yom Kippur. Find out if it's B'chol. But here you're talking about blowing Shofar on an Erev Shabbos, which is Chaliyas B'Yom Kippur. Erev Shabbos of Yom Kippur over here. So you're being Mata, you're being Zeche, a Shvus. You tell me to allow them, to encourage everybody to blow Shofar. It's such a great need, so he says. They're only Zeche Shvus if it's to teach everybody a Chumah. To teach everybody a Kula, that's not right. That's not right to be Deuche
Shavuos. Even the people that didn't know that it was Mutter until now, when they hear the Shofar blowing, they would ask why it was the Shofar being blown. And so when they find out that it's no longer allowed to do something, even though they didn't know, now they're going to be Mekabel upon themselves, and in their das, they're going to have an acceptance of Shabbos. So maybe the Shofar blowing, people will find out. Those that didn't know, then they already know. People that don't know,
yeah, but somehow the Gemara feels that the blowing of the Shofar, the main purpose of the blowing of the Shofar is to notify the people of the Heter. So that this year they missed it. So next year they'll know that there's a Heter. Whoever's never heard of it, so they just lost the opportunity. When you blow Shofar, that's ready the Kabbalah Tosefes Shabbos. So the Gemara considers the main purpose of the Pirsum, is to teach the people a Heter. I don't know. That's what Rav Yosi says. If that's the main purpose, it does make sense to be Deucher Shavuos for that purpose. Then one of the Amoraim thought to disagree with Rav Yosef, and then they said it can't be. Rav Yosef's comment is correct, and the other one is wrong. The one who disagreed, the one who suggested, Rav Sheshav, Rav Yidu Amar, Sarashi had done a line, Li'oila, maybe Deucher Shavuos, Lahatir, maybe can ding zich with Rav Yosef, but I have a different explanation why. Whoever never heard of the Heter, so the Heter is going to be irrelevant for this year. They just blew Shofar, it's ready within the last half hour, so there's no more Heter. So it'll only be relevant for next year, so you should tell me, Amaisa, they should blow Shofar this year to violate a Din de Rabbanon in order that the people should be educated for next year. So that's Shavuos V'Chol Kelo Hitiru. It's like a shtickle biyidna. It's too far off. When you allow people to violate an isa, the rabbanon has to be that it's a toelis for today. The toelis went out. Take for example, we have a klal that we spoke about quite a few times. The shvuz, the shvuz, b'makam mitzvah is mutter. That's the amir l'nachri to violate an isa, the rabbanon is mutter. So the example that we had in the gemara was, ayesh k'nachri to carry the knife and a chatz sheni moreve in order to do the bris on the baby. So the bris is going to be done today. So milah b'zman is derech Shabbos. So the bris is going to be done today. So that's the shluz b'makam mitzvah for today's mitzvah. What if I'm going to do a shluz the shluz b'makam mitzvah and the mitzvah is going to be done tomorrow? It's not going to be done today. So then one could argue the point and say that that's called the shluz v'chayke lo hitiru. Shluz v'chayke lo hitiru is only if it's you're allowed to violate. Sometimes we allow you to violate an isa d'rabbanan b'makam mitzvah. The mitzvah has to be today's mitzvah. If it's for next year. Or even if it's for tomorrow, then it's not. It has to be for today. Shvus kurad hitiv. Shvus uchayk ala hitiv. So then the Gemara asks on him that they don't agree. Shvus kurad hitiv. Is he right? Rav Sheshi b'edi Ravidi. Who wants to disagree with Rav Yosef? And he wants to say here that Rashi has an interesting expression. There's something wrong with the Rashi. Shvus kurad hitiv. And he's saying over Rav Sheshi b'edi Ravidi. So it says, kolay medechiv shvus hitiv letzarech dov akorav. So this Rashi is there's a misprint here. I saw in the Dukei Sof from yesterday. I took a look. I was doing a little research to see if there's any other girsa. When the Gemara asked Veliska, maybe it'll say Faket Veliska the negative, not the positive. I didn't find any other girsa there. But he points out on this Rashi that in the older editions, in the earlier editions of the printed Gemara, so it didn't say the Chiyuv. It said the Chiyas Shvus. So in the older edition, it says Dichiyas. And then in a later edition, the printer wanted to save a little money. So he spelled it Dalet Ches Yud Yud with an apostrophe. He left out the Tav. And then in the later edition, they made a mistake, and being Mefanech was the rest of the word. They wanted to spell out the whole word. So they wrote Dichiyuv. Dichiyuv doesn't make any sense. They should say Kloimer. Dichiyas. You have an ancient Gemara. Oh, has it corrected?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the way it's supposed to be. Dichiyas. Okay. Dichiyas shvus hitiv. By us, by me, it says dichiyuv. So that's a misprint. So the Gemara rejects Rav Sheshi b'edi Ravidi. They say Ela Machvarti. You got to go back. You got to go back to Ela Machvarti k'de Rav Yosi. The correct shot. How do they reject Rav Sheshi b'edi Ravidi? So they say, is that true? Shvus k'ravi hitiru. Is it correct that if it's a Torah for today, then you allow them to blow shofar today to violate the din d'rabban? Matanan, Mishneh Chulin, Yontem Shechaliyos, Erev Shabbos, Tokim. Why are you Tokeya? To be Mekabel Shabbos, the last half hour. No more Heter Echal Nefesh. That's a Shvus. There were Doiched Shvus Lahachmir. Not to do Malacha the last half hour where you superimpose Kedushas Shabbos on top of Kedushas Yontif. No Mavdilin, you don't say Havdalah because you're going up a level. You're going from Yontif to Shabbos is higher. The only time you say Havdalah is when you're going lower. Well, what if Yontif falls out Motzei Shabbos, then Mavdilin because you're going down, you're going from Shabbos to Yontif. You don't say Mavdim Kodesh L'chol. Rashi says, yeah, Mavdim Kodesh L'Kodesh. So it says Mavdilin velo Tokim. And you don't blow Shofar. Why don't you blow Shofar? It's simple. Kia Shofar is supposed to be the symbol of Kabbalah Tosefes Shabbos of the Tzibur. Tosefes Shabbos of the Tzibur. What Shach Tosefes Shabbos Lech Farker? You're going from Shabbos down to Yom Tov. That's why he's saying Havdalah. So of course we're low talking. That's obvious. The whole idea of Kia is Kabbalah Tosefes Shabbos of the Tzibur. Figmar Kasha V'yamai, why does the Mishnah say that? Liska, here's the third time the Gemara says Liska. Why not Liska? Why not blow Shofar? Why? Keched the lady d'shari b'shchita li'alta. What kind of a question is that? Some new one. The whole idea, all along, we're assuming that the idea of kia shofar is a symbol of Kabbalah Tosefes Shabbos. But a matzoi Shabbos going into Yontif. If the tzeis ha'tochavim ha'shabbos you should blow shofar for what purpose? A new kavana and kia shofar. So Tosefes points it out. This line in the Gemara has a new kavana and kia shofar of us. The lady, the shari b'shchita liyalta. So why don't you blow shofar when Yom Tov is chaliyus b'matzei Shabbos for this reason? The lady, the shari b'shchita liyalta. So the answer is because ain't doich and shvus lahokel, ain't doich and shvus lahater. Only doich and shvus lahachmir to be mekabel tosefes Shabbos or tosefes Yom Kippur or something like that. But lahokel, you're not doich and shvus lahokel. That's the Gemara's right. But what kind of a question was that the Gemara said? Liska, why don't you blow shofar from outer space? It says, who come on it? Ki shofar should be that everybody should know that Shabbos is over. That's what the Taptoises disagreed with Rabbi Hananel. And the first time that the Gemara said on the Omud, Veliska, so the Rabbi Hananel said that's what it means. If Yom Kippur falls out on Sunday, you should blow shofar. You should blow shofar on Metzoi Shabbos. For what purpose? How did he say it again? Veliska Metzoi Yom Kippur, the Levi Haker Lekanam Lahakri Masha Noisa. Nechel Vei Shabbos. So that's what Tosis made fun of that. But what kind of kia shofar amatzoi Shabbos? What are you going to blow shofar for? What is that all about? So what do they do? What is this Gemara? What was the Gemara's question over here? So that's where the bottom Tosis says no. Just like this Tosefes Shabbos lefaneho, there's more reason to say the Tosefes Shabbos leachreho. Just like the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tes. And Yalof, the Gemara is establishing the din of Masif Mechayla HaKodesh. So the Gemara says, Ve'en Yalof Milufanehu. How do you know Miachreho Minolon? How do you know that you even have a mitzvah to make Tosefes Shabbos Liachreho? So the Gemara says, it's more of a Kalvachemer. Madach, you have to be Mekalvach Shabbos before it comes in. It's a Kalvachemer. In the middle of Shabbos for the last 24 hours, of course you should extend it for longer. So this Tosefes Shabbos Lufanehu Lachreho. And there's both on the level of the private person as well as on the level of the tzibur. Just like Tia Shofar and Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov, Erev Yom Kippur, there's Tosefes Shabbos al Yidei HaTzibur, so too there's Tosefes Shabbos L'Achreho al Yidei HaTzibur. And calls man that the Tzibur, the Rav HaTzibur, still observing Tosefes Shabbos, the Yochid is not allowed to do Malacha. The Yochid has to be Nigrar after the Tzibur, both during Tosefes Shabbos L'Faneho, as well as Tosefes Shabbos L'Achreho. So that's what Tosefes claims that Tia Shofar represents on Metzoi Yom Kippur. Kiyas Shofar represents the termination of the Tosefes Yom Kippur Liachreho. Bizman HaGemara, Bizman HaTanoim, used to blow Shofar at a normal year, when Yom Kippur is in the middle of the week. He used to blow Shofar on Erev Yom Kippur, he used to blow Shofar on Metzoi Yom Kippur. So the Kiyas Shofar on Erev Yom Kippur was a symbol, a piercing of Tosefes Yom Kippur Lefaneho, the Tosefes HaTzibur. And the Kiyas Shofar Liachreho, that's important to be mefarsein, that everyone should start fasting already now. Everyone should stop doing malachas. One have Tosefes Lefanel. What's so important to notify everybody that the Tosefes HaTzibur is over, in case someone has to make a plane or someone has to do some malachas? So wait another couple of minutes. Well, why do you have to be mefarsein? By blowing Shofar or Matzah Yom Kippur? So Tosefes says no, because there's an urgency. Tosefes says, "Chayim Amiri, Mashitok Matzah Yom Kippur." The bottom says, therefore, what's the urgency of notifying everybody that the Tosefes HaTzibur is over? The Achila is B'neim Shiasanu. They should feed the children. They don't say that everyone should run to eat food. Wait another 10 minutes. Well, what's the big deal? You're not sure if the Tzibur finished. Whoever's not in shul, whoever's in shul, knows they already finished davening Maariv. They said, Atachanatana. They said, Abdullah, finished. Well, why do you blow Shofar? A lot of people are not in shul. Why do you blow Shofar? That everyone should know that the Tosefes of the Tzibur is over, because there is an urgency. The mother should feed the children, the hungry. The adults, let them fast another couple of minutes. What's the big deal? But the children, you don't want them to get sick. It's hard enough to fast the whole day. The Achila is B'nei Shehisanu. That's what they're picking, that's what they're talking about, the children. The Gam, it's a mitzvah to eat on Matzoh Yom Kippur. Don't say, well, I'll fast another hour. No. The Gam, the Hochen Sudas Matzoh Yom Kippur, Shehikein Yontiv. There's a mitzvah, not some, to notify everybody that Yom Kippur is over. There's a mitzvah to eat on Matzoh Yom Kippur. So that's why. That's why this, the Kiya Shofar Leachreho, that's an indication of the termination of the Tosefes HaTzibur, Tosefes Shabbos of the Tzibur, is only observed on Matzoh Yom Kippur, because you have this consideration. The Gemara asks, why don't you blow shofar? What should you do? And every Matzoi Shabbos and every Matzoi Yom Tov, you should blow shofar to indicate that the Tosefes Shabbos and Tosefes Yom Tov of the Tzibur is over. And if the people won't know, so what tragedy is going to happen? The children ate Shalosh Urim, they're reading all day. There's no problem. And there's no mitzvah to, all right, you have to have Malav Malka, but apparently they consider this more important. Malka can have later. Apparently this they feel you should have right away. So Moshe Yisrael HaPaitan Achat Ma Mitzvah Yachol Beditzah Veritzah. It sounds like Tosis is emphasizing you should have the Sudas Yom Kippur earlier than you should have a Malav Malka. Otherwise they would have blown shofar on every Matzah Shabbos to announce, hurry up and have your Malav Malka. Hurry up and eat Malav Malka. So there's no in the rush to have the Malav Malka, but to eat the meal on Matzah Yom Kippur is not because the people are hungry. They'll fast another half hour. No, Tosis says because the children can get sick, the children are starving. And the adults, it's a mitzvah to eat soon after. So that's why this practice that the Gemara recommended to have Kiyos Shofar after the termination of the Tosefes HaTzibur only remains by us on Yom Kippur. Why did the Gemara suggest they should have it on Yom Tov Shecholiyos B'Motzoi Shabbos? Only in that case the Gemara asked why. Yom Tov Shecholiyos B'Motzoi Shabbos Liska Kech Deleid D'Shori B'Shchito. On a normal yontif, you're not going to shech the flesh on leil yontif. The husband is going to dab married and shul, then he's going to come home, and it's pitch black outside, then they're going to light candles and shech the beim at night. And when are they going to salt it, and when are they going to cook it? That's ridiculous. You shech it on a normal yontif, you shech it on erev yontif, and you have it all ready, and then your husband comes home for shul, so he eats it. So it doesn't make sense to blow shofar. Every leil yontif, blow shofar. What do you mean blow shofar? Everybody cooks all the food before. The Gemara only said if erev yontif was Shabbos, if erev yontif was Shabbos, they didn't have any refrigerators, and they're not going to shecht on Friday. They're going to shecht on leil yontif. So the husband is going to come home from shul, and then we're going to wait until it's the vaday tzeis hakochavim of Matzoi Shabbos. Then we're going to shecht in the tzeifes Shabbos of the tzibur is over. Then we're going to start to shech the behemoth, then we're going to salt it, then we're going to wait a half an hour, then we're going to rinse it off, then we're going to broil it, then it's going to take forever. So the Gemara says, Veliska, why don't we blow shofar then to announce that the Tosefes Shabbos of the Tzibur is over, and there's a mitzvah to hurry up and make the preparations for Yom. Even, today, we have refrigeration, so we shechted everything a half a year before. It's in the freezer already for a year. It was geshocht a long time ago. But still, Veliska, there's still a good kasha today. When Erev, Yontif is Shabbos, so Amatzoi Shabbos going into Yontif, Veliska, we should blow shofar to announce that the Tosefes Shabbos of the Tzibur is over, and all the balabustas can put up the food on the fire, so the husband won't have to wait when the husband comes home from shul. So they're going to start to wait to cook the soup and cook the food. No, balabustas should put up the soup right away. So they'll be able to go into the meal. The hamitzvah tea, the sudas yontif, halal yontif. So that's why the Gemara asked that the original case that remained by us, that's how Tosis visualizes it. The original case of Kiya Shofar, Lahodia, that Tosefes Tzibur is over, the original case is Yom Kippur, every Matzah Yom Kippur. Why is that so important to announce when the Tosefes is over? Whoever does know won't know. No, because Lahachel HaSaktanim, Yachilo is b'neim she'san, or lahachm sudas matzoh yom kippur she'ken yontif. It's a mitzvah. So that's the original case. So what we have is a minik. Tosefes already made it into Medina de Gemara. Our minik, the blow shofar on matzoh yom kippur, today, they don't like the other reason. Zecher le'yovel. The other reason, siman le'siluk shechina. No, they say this is Medina de Gemara to blow shofar on matzoh yom kippur. You should know that the Tosefes yom kippur of the tzibur is over. And therefore it's a mitzvah to hurry up and feed the children, the mitzvah to prepare the food for the meal on Matzah Yom Kippur. So the Gemara is asking that din, not a minig. It wasn't a minig that was instituted in the late years. It claims it's Medina de Gemara. That takana de Rabbanon to blow shofar, why don't we do it every time that it's Yom Tov Shecholiyos B'Motzoi Shabbos? On a normal Matzah Shabbos, on a normal Matzah Yom Tov, there's no rush. So the people will abstain from halacha another half hour. Big deal. Till I know for sure that the tzibur finished. But what Yom Tov Shecholiyos Motzoi Shabbos, then there is a rush. The lahata shechita, the leil shor b'shechita. Hurry up and prepare the food. And today we don't do shechita, no, to warm up the soup and to warm up the food. So the Gemara says, yeah, that's a good question. But the answer is that Shavuos Ein Deichen Shavuos Lahate. And Matzah Yom Kippur is not a problem of Deichen Shavuos. It's Chol. But if it's Yontif Shchalis, Matzah Shabbos, it's awesome with the Rabban to blow Shaita. So that's what the Gemara says. Ein Deichen Shavuos Lahate. That's fascinating. Taisus took what we assume is a minute to blow Shaita on Matzah Yom Kippur. And we have all the three reasons, and they took two reasons they rejected. They say the real reason is this one, and that's Medina de Gemara. It's not a minute. They say that was the basis of the whole Gemara's question. Based on our practice that we blow shofar on Matzah Yom Kippur, that's the original din to announce, to be mefarsim, that the Tosefus HaTzibur is over. That's what the Gemara asked, that we should even do it b'makom d'chiyas isa d'rabbanan. The Gemara says, no, ein deichen shavuos lahat. At the end of the top Tosefus, Tosefus has a psak comment. Well, they say the last few lines. V'hanami l'boi l'mifrach. The lev del b'matzoi Shabbos. The lady the chalvi Shabbos craving the Yom HaKippurim. What was the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara asked when your kippur falls out on Friday, you should blow shofar a half an hour before Shkia. To know the chalvi Yom Kippur are not craving the Shabbos. That you can no longer be makta the emurim the last half hour. The Gemara said it's a very good kasha. It's a very good kasha. The answer is Kohanim's reason. That's the answer. You don't need it. For the Kohanim, you don't need it. And the whole thing is irrelevant for the whole Klal Yisrael. The whole issue is only Chelva Yom Kippur, not all the other dinim are the same. Shabbos Yom Kippur the same. The only difference is the Chelva Yom Kippur creating Yom Kippur, not creating Shabbos. So that's only relevant for the Kohanim and the Azara. So the Kohanim and the Azara is reason. That was the Gemara's answer. So Tosis is bothered with Akasha. Why did the Gemara only ask in that direction? That you should blow shofar for the last half hour of Yom Kippur when it's Erev Shabbos to indicate the Tosefus Shabbos, to stop Haktaras Emunah. Why didn't they ask when Yom Kippur falls out on Matzoi Shabbos, you should say Havdalah? Because if you say that that Yom Kippur is on a slightly lower level than Shabbos, like Rabbi Shmuel, the Chelvi Shabbos are craving the Yom Kippur. Chelvi Yom Kippur are not craving the Shabbos. Means that Yom Kippur is slightly lower. So when you're going from Shabbos to Yom Kippur is on Sunday, why did the Gemara only ask one half of the kasha? The Brisa says Yom Kippur Shcholi is Be'er Shabbos Lahoya Tokim. Yom Kippur Shcholi is Moitzer Shabbos Lahoya Mavdila. So the Gemara says if you have to be Rabbi Akiva, because if you're like Rabbi Shmuel, so the first line in the Brisa Shver, you should have said the whole Brisa Shver from the beginning to the end, because Yom Kippur is on a lower level than Shabbos. So the Shver said when Yom Kippur is on Erev Shabbos, you should blow shofar. When you keep us in Tzai Shabbos, you should say Abdullah. And then the Gemara is not going to have an answer. The answer the Gemara gave, Kohanim's Rizim Haim, means you give a clap on the Shtender. That's enough for the Kohanim. You don't have to blow Shofar. You don't have to scare them out of their wits. But when your Kippur falls out on Sunday, why shouldn't you say Abdullah? So Tzai suggests, why did the Gemara ask that question? I'll leave it to Rabbi Shmuel. And then you won't have any answer. You only have an answer on the Tzkiya Shofar. You say, Kohanim's Rizim Haim, you don't need that. You don't need the shofar. We'll make a hachraza, that'll be enough. So that's what they ask. Why didn't they ask this question? Why don't you say Havdalah Amatzoi Shabbos? So now they word it, the lady the Chalvi Shabbos craving be Yamakipur. What Havdalah is for Pirsum? Havdalah is not for Pirsum. But whenever you go from Kodesh to Chol, you go from Kodesh Chomer to Kodesh Kal, so then the halacha requires that you got to say Havdalah. So Tosfos said this. Tosfos is not going to have an answer. If they're going to assume like that, then they're not going to have an answer. So they're assuming that just like the Tkiya Shofar on Erev Shabbos, Erev Yonta, Erev Yom Kippur, is for the sake of Pirsum. So too, the Havdalah is also for the sake of Pearson. So there it. Now, why do they assume like that? It's a din of Havdalah. Why don't you just ask Akasha? Why don't you say Havdalah? When you go from, there is a fact that Yerushalmi asked Akasha, if you always say Havdalah at the end of a Kiddush HaZman, so how come you don't say Havdalah at the end of the Shnat HaShmita? Yerushalmi asked such a Akasha. don't know why they don't ask Kasha. Why don't they say Kiddush at the beginning of Shnat HaShmita? They ask Kasha, why don't you say Havdalah at the end of the Shnat HaShmita? So Yishalmi answers, the end of the Shnat HaShmita, the last second is going to go into Rosh Hashanah of next year. So you're going up in the level of Kiddush. Whenever you go up, you don't say Havdalah. You only say Havdalah when you're going down, either from Kodesh to Chol or Kodesh Chomet to Kodesh Kal. So Shnat HaShmita, the Kiddush of Shnat HaShmita. It's not Shnat HaShmita has a Kiddushah's mark. But Kiddushah's Rosh Hashanah of the Matzoi Shmita has a higher level of Kiddushah. So that's why you don't say Havdalah. So I don't understand what Tosfos asks. Why didn't the Gemara ask for Levdil? Why didn't you say Havdalah as a Pirsum? Why as a Pirsum? Why not just plain old Havdalah? Okay. So what the kasha v'levdil b'matzoi Shabbos, when Yom Kippur falls out on Sunday, we should say Havdalah. You should stop saying Havdalah, because you're going down. According to Rabbi Shmuel, you're going down because there is Yom Kippur is less chomer than Shabbos. Stomach with the kasha. So Tosfos says no v'levdil. You should make a takana for pirsum. The lady to be mefarsim everything. The lady the chal v'Shabbos craving Yom Kippur. I don't know. Tosfos assumes that in the davening we yotze Havdalah. When you daven on Matzoi, on Yom Kippur Shcholis, on Matzoi Shabbos, where are you going to Havdalah? You don't say Atachon Antonim. You don't say anything of Havdalah. You just mentioned that today's Yom Kippur. We never had such a case. The Yom Kippur falls out on Sunday. It doesn't happen by us. I don't know, maybe Tosfos assumes that Havdalah the Tefillah, you're going to say, if Yom Kippur falls out on Matzoi Shabbos, maybe they hold you are going to say Havdalah B'Tfilah. Okay. So what's their kasha? Why don't you say Havdalah? Now they ask, why don't you say Havdalah for Pirsum? Which Havdalah? Havdalah Lakos. Havdalah Lakos is for Pirsum. So they say, V'levdil b'Matzoi Shabbos, the lady, the Chelvei Shabbos, craving the Yom Kippurim. So here there's a line missing in the Tosfos. Look in the Tosfos HaRosh. So the answer, what will you accomplish? Tosfos holds that Havdalah Lakos is only with the Rabban. Havdalah B'Tfilah is Menatar. Havdalah Layayin is only with the Rabban. That's how we pass them, like the Rambam. There are other Balei Tosfos in Psochim and other places, but Tosfos holds that Kiddush Alayayin is their Raisa. Somehow Havdalah Layayin is their Raisa. This Tosfos holds Havdalah Layayin is only the Rabban. So their kasha is V'levdalah Layayin. Why don't you say Havdalah Lakos? What Havdalah Lakos? Kippur. Who's going to drink the wine? Give it to a child. That's what it means. Give it to a child to drink. The Gemara asked that question in Erev and Mem. The Gemara says that Shechianu Oim Rafila Bashuk. And Shalosh Shogol and Tefach Shlosukas and Rashan Yom Kippur. You got to say Shechianu. You can really say Shechianu as you're walking in the street. But we enhance this, the Hashivas of the Broch of Shechianu by reciting it ala kos. But it's not really, it doesn't have to be said ala kos. That's why we save it all out to the end. But when you say Yain Kiddush Ne'er Havdalah, then you say Zman at the end. The Zman is always Hashachyanu Lazman Hazeh. Shachyanu is always at the end. The Rashbam says in Arvi Pesachim, because you really don't have to say Shachyanu ala Yain. You're just enhancing the Hashivas of the Brocha to say it ala kos. So the Gemara asks, why don't you do the same thing on the El Yom Kippur? A little Yom Kippur right after Kol Nidre. So they say, Vinisla Cholad Azna Yitzhak Gagam Scholah Mishgogo Shain. And then everybody says Shachyanu. The Gemara asks, why don't you say Shechianu ala kos to enhance the Hashivas of the Shechianu? So the Gemara says, you won't accomplish anything because I'm the Bar Tzor Sheyitam. In order to be considered an enhanced bracha, someone has to sip the wine. So the adult can't sip the wine because it's Yom Kippur. So the Gemara says, what's the problem? Get a little child who's eating anyway on Yom Kippur and have him drink the wine, and the requirement from Bar Tzor Sheyitam can be satisfied if you have a child drink the wine also. It doesn't have to be the one of the one who said the Havdalah. The one who says the Shechianu is going to drink the wine. So the Gemara answers, we're concerned Chashin and Dilmas in the Misra. If you'll institute such a practice in every shul all over the world, and Leil Yom Kippur, the Chazan will say Shechianu, would be mighty everybody with his bracha lakos, and then he's going to give the wine to the child to drink it under the supervision of the rabbi and the Chazan and the president and everybody standing there. So the child will remember He remembered that on Yom Kippur they gave him the wine to drink. So he may grow up. He may not live in a shul where there's a rabbi. And he may, after his bar mitzvah, he may also say Shachyanu al Akos and drink the wine. So the Gemara says, we're concerned Dil Masi L'Misra. So there is a machlokes in Rishonim. The Rashash refers to this whole story here. I think I'm just done. So there is a machlokes in Rishonim, a big, it brought about a big machlokes in the days of the Rishonim. What about when Tisha B'Av falls out on Matzoy Shabbos? What do you do with Abdullah? What do you do with Abdullah? You say Abdullah on Leil Tisha B'Av, so who's going to drink the wine? So somehow, yeah, you say Abdullah Leil Tisha B'Av, and you give it to a Tinoch. I think Gemara says, the concern Dil Masi L'Misrach, the Tinoch may continue in the practice. So Menor Hashem said, no, that's only if you're going to say Shechyanu every single year, year after year. Shechyanu al HaKos in every shul in the world. On Leil Yom Kippur, you're going to say Shechyanu al Hayah and give it to a child, but then there's a concern Dil Masi L'Misrach. But how often does it happen that Tisha B'Av falls out on a Matzoy Shabbos? Not that often, once every 10 years or so. So that's not a Chashash Dil Masi L'Misrach, because it doesn't happen every week. So that's what some of the Rishonim hold. When Tisha B'Av falls out on a Matzoy Shabbos, they say Havdalah on Matzoy Shabbos, and then you give the wine to a tinek to drink. And the other Rishonim held you're not allowed to. The Chashash is Dil Masi L'Misrach, so what do you do with the Havdalah? So we follow those Rishonim who say that you say the Havdalah on Matzoy Tisha B'Av, on Sunday night. You say Havdalah on Sunday night. Because we hold you can say Havdalah until Tuesday evening. Until Tuesday night you can say Havdalah. We say Havdalah Sunday night. Others say that you don't say Havdalah at all. There's no Havdalah ala kos. There's only Havdalah betfilah. Why? So the Rush quotes the whole story, the end of time. Because the Gemara says, Heshiru, when the Jews became wealthy, so the Chachamim were Mesakan Havdalah ala yayin. Henu, when they became poor, and they couldn't afford the wine anymore, so the Tanaim were Mevatal Havdalah ala yayin. So they say, when Tisha B'Av falls out, on Matzoy Shabbos, that's everybody is Henu. Everybody is a Pchina of Aniyim. Because you find you can afford, we're multimillionaires, we can afford the wine, but you're not allowed to drink the wine. So everybody's like an Ani. So in such a circumstance, there's no need to recite Havdol al HaKos. So this was a big machlokes in the days of the Rishonim, made big machlokes, and usually you don't have machlokes in. This community does what they want to do. This community, they said Havdol al Matzoy Shabbos, and they gave it to a Tina. That community said Havdalah on Sunday night. The other community, they didn't say Havdalah at all. There was no problem. But when people travel from one community to the other, then you're going to have machlokes. So that's what happened when the Ramban passed away. When the Ramban passed away. Where did the Ramban live? In Barcelona. So the Ramban passed away. So the Rashba took over. So the Talmidei HaRamban, they didn't want to learn by the Rashba. I should learn by him. My Harusa. He's going to give me a shiur. So they packed up and they left, and they went to all places to Provence. Provence is in between France and Spain. They're not going to go there. France. And guns are different. France is the traditions from Rashi and Tosafot. So they went to Provence that was in between. It was a little bit the Minig Sfarad, a little bit Minig Ashkenaz. So they had explosions there. When it was during the lifetime of the Meiri. They had the big Machlokes there. So they were doing their minhagim, the Talmid Ramban doing their minhagim, and Provence were doing their minhagim. So they had the big sechsuchim, so the Meiri wrote a whole sefer, a chibur that's called Magen Avos, to defend Magen Avos, the minig Avos of the minig in Provence. And one of the 25 issues is this one. When Tisha B'Av falls out on a Sunday, what do you do with Havdalah? Calls might everybody stayed in their own community. There was no machlokes. But when they started to travel around and the people retained their minig from the old place, so that was the big machlokes. So here, Tosfos is asking the levdel the Matzoy Shabbos, they're asking Akasha. If Yom Kippur falls out on Sunday, so why don't you say Havdalah? So I guess there's some, yeah, you do say Havdalah B'Tfilah. Havdalah B'Tfilah. No problem. It says in the Braisa, Yom Kippur is called Matzoy Shabbos, lo hayom avdilin. It says lo hayom avdilin. I guess Tosfos learns that it means Lohem Abdilim Alakos. So they're asking Akasha, why don't you do Havdalah Alakos L'Shem Pirsum? It's a funny Pirsum. When you're going to make Tkiya Shofar, everybody's going to hear the Tkiya Shofar. It's not like us in New York City. There's so much noise and it's such a big city, you don't hear anything. This guy has the radio blasting away and you live three blocks away. You don't hear anything, you don't see anything. No one knows. They can be murdering people over here. No one knows what's going on over there. But they had little villages. So you're going to blow shofar, everyone is going to sit there. Everyone is going to be shaken up. Everybody is. So the Tosis asks, when Yom Kippur falls out on Matzoy Shabbos, why didn't the Gemara ask that? According to Rabbi Shmuel, that Yom Kippur is slightly lower Madrega than Shabbos. So when Yom Kippur falls out on Matzoy Shabbos, you ought to say Havdolah. So apparently Havdolah betfilah, they hold you do say. The Brisa that's quoted on the top line, the Tanya, Lohoi Mabdil, means you don't say Havdolah ala kos. So they ask Akasha, why shouldn't we institute Havdolah ala kos? Wait a minute, who's going to drink the wine? A cotton? They hold the cotton's going to drink the wine. I dil masil in Israel. No, it's not every year. How often does it happen? By us, it never happens. By us, it never happens. How often is it going to happen? Yom Kippur is going to fall out on a Sunday. So he says, according to Acheron, once in a long, long while, once in a few years, going to ask. So that was Tyson's kasha. Why didn't the Chachamim Misakin to have Havdolah ala kos? You should give it to a tinnik to drink. And this is for the purpose of Pirsum, the lady, the Chalvi Shabbos craving the Yom Kippur, to be Mepharsim this din, that Yom Kippur is slightly lower than Shabbos, in this direction, not in that direction. Chalvi Shabbos craving the Yom Kippur, Chalvi Yom Kippur not craving Shabbos. So to this, the Tosfei HaRosh answers, that's the line that's missing. That's the Rosh answers, what are you talking about? Havdolah, in your private home, of course, everybody's going to say Havdolah, that's going to be Pirsum. Who's going to know what you're doing? That's not Pearson. No Pearson will be accomplished. Then they say, hi, why don't you make a takana? They should say Havdalah in shul. That's already going to be Pearson. So that Taisa says, nah, the Afilim Abdul Bebeis HaKnesses Barabim is also not so much Pearson. Kia, that's going to be a Pearson. But Havdalah in shul is also an Ishken Pearson. No one's going to hear it. If you live outside the shul, no one's going to hear it. It's a strange. That's what they learned. Lohayim Abdila means there's no takanas Havdalah ala kos. Havdolah b'tfilah mistami you do say. If you are like Rabbi Shmuel, you do say Havdolah b'tfilah. It's a little strange. The Tosfos interprets Lohay Mabdila means no Havdolah ala kos, but Havdolah b'tfilah there is. Problematic. Okay. And the Pashtus is, why would a Chachamim misakin Havdolah ala kos? The Pirsum. What kind of Pirsum? No. Havdolah ala kos, just like Shechiano, I'm Rafila Bashuk. So why do you say Shechiano for Yaknahaz? Why do you say Shechiano at the end? To enhance the Hashivas of the Bracha. It's a more Bekavadigah Bracha if you say Bracha ala kos. So Havdolah ala kos, as opposed to just plain old Havdolah between us, to enhance the Hashivas of the Havdolah. It's not for the sake of Pirsum. So why shouldn't you say Havdolah ala kos? So he says you won't accomplish any Pirsum. That's not why you say Havdolah ala kos, to make Pirsum. Havdolah ala kos to enhance the Hashivas of the Bracha of Havdolah. So true, it's Yom Kippur, no one's allowed, none of the adults are allowed to drink, so we'll give it to a little child. Obviously, Tosfos is not concerned about that, who's going to drink the wine. Otherwise, they should have said simply, no one can drink the wine. They're talking about Yom Kippur. Saying Havdolah, Leil Yom Kippur, that falls out on Matzoy Shabbos. So they should have said, no one can drink the wine. So obviously, like the Rashash says, there's nothing to worry about, because there's no chashash of Dil Masil Lemisl, because it's not going to happen every year, just once in a long while. That's the teller. That's not Havdolah ala kos is not for the purpose of Pirsum. What did Tosfos say? The whole list, five lines in Tosfos is strange. And you should know there's a line missing. What the Tosfos HaRosh has, that's the line that's missing. If you should make a takana kol yachav yachshi Havdolah babayis, that's for sure no Pirsum. And even if you'll ask, why don't you make Havdolah b'beis haknesses, also nishkin Pirsum, no one's going to hear it. Kiyah shofar, everybody will hear. Havdolah in shul, no one's going to hear. What do you say? Is everyone Mako?
Is there more reason to be Mako than
just having 9 days? It's kind of simple. Just to make Havdolah on wine in the 9 days. You mean it's a Makom Mitzvah, yeah. That's what he said in Shulchan Aruch, yeah. Okay. If you can't get a child to drink the wine, then you drink it yourself because it's really a Makom Mitzvah.
So we can definitely get to a child then?
If you have a child at a certain age, that's be a child who knows he got to say Bar Piagochen over wine, and he's paying attention to the bracha of the chazan or the father of the household, and he's not enough of age that he should understand that it's not right to drink wine in the 9 days. It's very hard to find such a child. He knows he got to say Bar Piagochen before he drinks wine, and he does know that you're not supposed to drink wine in 9 days. It's a very, very short period of time, less than a year probably. He has to be a certain age, but he only knows that much and doesn't know that much.
Before, when we had the Havamina to blow from Matzah Shabbos and Tiyantes, so that you know that
she yeah, Morris question, yeah.
Do you have the same Havamina to go from Yantef Rishon to Yantef Sheni?
Yantef Rishon to Yantef Sheni? I mean, we should ask, we should blow shofar to indicate.
And now you can start preparation.
So now you can start cooking. Now you can start cooking on Yom Tov Sheni. That's a good question. And it'll be the same answer. It'll be the same answer, like Rav Yosef said. Ein derech shvus lahata. Could be. Could be. How come the Gemara never mentioned that somewhere? They should mention, why don't you blow shofar? I don't know. It'd be the same question, the same answer. Okay.
Is there no maila to make a bracha on the iron and not to drink? There's no malusik that you make a bracha on to make a bracha holding a place and not to drink it later? Marshall, what do we do by Shoy Suda? So we bench.
Yeah.
We bench, we hold the place, and nobody drinks it.
The pastor says you're not getting anything.
There's no malusa then.
Pashta says that it's no malusa. Tosis has one opinion that Kiddush al Ayin, Tosis himself and Kuvav and Al, that Kiddush al Ayin is the Raisa, but Hamavarach Tosh Yitim is only with the Rabban. So Tosis envisions that you send Kiddush over a cup of wine and you put it away. You don't drink anything. That's called Kiddush al Ayin. You enhance on the level, they hold that that's on the level of their Raisa. And they hold that every Brach al Akos is called the Tikra Rabban and came their Raisa Tikkun, that you bench Bechas Hamazan al Akos. And you say because everything, because Nisun alakos, everything else by bris, we say Shekidish ala yayin. All the institutions of brachas alakos are all patterned after Adin deraisa, which is Kiddush ala yayin, and Hamavach Tzol Shiitim is only midirabon. Just the reciting Kiddush holding the cup of wine. So that's apparently what people are relying on when they have the Hashanah. Otherwise, what do they accomplish at all? They don't accomplish anything. They don't drink it now, so they don't accomplish anything. Okay, not such an easy Omer Gemara, this Kuf Yud Aleph Omer Beis. Okay, let's see, time for a change.
Can you explain this one Russian story that you need to hear in that time? Is there such a risk to have bigger meaning? You have to put stones in your slippers? And you eat Arab Yantas, Arab Yantas, but today you shouldn't have too much stuff. That's one of the mitzvahs of Arab Yantas. Have some mitzvahs
to enhance the inuit, yeah.
The
Gemara has as a havamina in the end of Yom Avinisim, the Gemara says a havamina that he should sit in the sun and he should perspire and he should suffer, yeah. So the Gemara says it's not true. It only has to do with eating. So Rashi says, yeah, but to enhance the hunger, that yeah. To suffer in other areas, not. But to enhance the hunger, that yeah. It's a very, very, very big kiddush. I don't know.
I think like some people say the
fact of
eating on Yom Kippur is that since you're so full, like it's
harder to. You should eat on Erev Yom Kippur, so you'll feel the hunger more. Shivasiri, whoever eats on Erev Yom Kippur enhances the inuit. He's going to be hungrier. And others say no, that is in order to give him the koyach. In order to give him the koyach to fast on Yom Kippur, then it's siv. And his commentary on the Shilpas points out that there is a machlokes in Shulchan Aruch, whether the mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur only applies by Yom, the daytime of Erev Yom Kippur, even applies the night of Erev Yom Kippur. The night of Erev Yom Kippur. So he says, if it's for the purpose of hachana for the tonis, if it's to prepare you for the tonis, that you shouldn't be too hungry, but that doesn't make sense the night before, to eat the night before. So those who shine them hold that there's even a mitzvah to eat the night before. Ooh, Rashi always like that. The beginning of Tzuvos, I think. Rashi always said there's even a mitzvah. There are mokos to minhagim. Whether the mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur applies only by Yom, or even applies the night before Erev Yom Kippur. Those are the mitzvah to eat the night before. It doesn't make sense either of these hasbeira. You say that it's preparing for the tonus so you won't get sick from fasting, or to make the tonus harder, more difficult. Wife's going to eat, he's going to go to a wedding, he's going to eat 25 courses on Leil, Erev Yom Kippur. So then his fasting on Yom Kippur, fasting Yom Kippur is going to be so far away from that. So it must be that they hold up a different mitzvah. Different reasons. Okay. Different reasons.
Can you see the reason that the Agamos Nefesh is a little bit of a hitter of the time? Because the Gemara Nimus is not a din of Achilush Sphere to din of Yisui Daite. So it's not a din of Achilush. It's not a din of Yusha.
Yeah.
And that's why it wouldn't apply with Neil's Hassan over the elder, you mean.
Yeah. He points out that the prohibition against eating on Yom Kippur is not an Yisrachilus, an Issa Inun. So if you deal with food and it gives you psychologically an enhancement of the hunger pain, if the Issa would just be not allowed to eat, so what do you mean it enhances what? You can't have an enhancement on an Issa of not eating. No, the din is Inun, the shear is different. The shear is different. That's what the Issa would die for, right? But since psychologically it makes them more hungry, so that's an enhancement of the mitzvah being Issa. Yes. You see that there's a mitzvah. See that there's a mitzvah also. If it's just an Issa, what shaykh a hider mitzvah in a loy tesei? They're hidurim in an essay. You did an essay, then you do an essay bishlei musa. You have hidurim in a mitzvah essay. Mahadrim in a mitzvah. There's no mahadrim in a loy tesei. You just don't eat in shaykh praktik. So you see that in addition to the Issa of eating on Yom Kippur, there's also a kiyum mitzvah of the imisim. That's how the Rambam writes. Whoever fasts on Yom Kippur, I raise a kiyum mitzvah, I say. Not just that if he eats, he's over, and if he doesn't eat, he didn't violate anything. No, it's a kiyum mitzvah, fasting on Yom Kippur. Taisus has one opinion that there's no chinuch an ktanim on isurim. There's only chinuch an ktanim on mitzvahs. So, but the Mishnah says that there is chinuch an ktanim on fasting on Yom Kippur. That's what Rav Soloveitchik pointed out. You see from the Mishnah Beferish that even according to that opinion, half of the Rishonim hold like that. The Chinuch HaKtanim is only on mitzvahs and not on Isurim. If it's Shalman Tzitzchaza, let him eat Chaza Gizuntai. Just tell him he's 12 and a half years old. He can let him eat all the Chaz. You're not allowed to feed him the Chaz. Chosal Achil B'yadai. But if the kid caught Merechal Neveh, it's ain't Bezim and Tzuvan Lafish. The kid wants to eat non-kosher food. You don't have to beat him up. You just have to tell him, tomorrow you're going to be by mitzvahs, and starting from tomorrow on, you can't eat the chazah, you can't eat the nevela. But now there's nothing wrong with letting him eat. So why don't you let him eat on Yom Kippur? If there's no chinuch on isurim, there's only chinuch on mitzvah. The answer has to be that eating on Yom Kippur is an avera, but fasting on Yom Kippur is not just avoidance of an avera, it's a kiyum on mitzvah. The Rambam says, raise the key, mitzvah sase. So that's why you have chinuch on fasting on Yom Kippur. That's a mishnah. Okay, let's see. Gram Malocha is a famous topic in contemporary Jewish life, so we got to see what the source is. Let's see, Kufcha from et al. One of the Malochas on Shabbos is Havara, and another one of the Malochas on Shabbos is Kibui. Havara is not only to strike a match, even if the fire is burning, and you throw in more fuel, that's also Havara. Even if the fire is burning, and by fanning the flames, you make it bigger. Make the fire bigger, so the Gemara says that's also Havara. That's also Havara. What's the definition of Kibui? Let's say there's a fire in the house, and everything is going to get burnt out. I don't want everything to burn, but I'm not allowed to put out the fire. So let's say I'll take out all the furniture, push it in the hallway. I'll take out all the smart, push it in the hallway. I'll close the door, the metal door, and the fire will go out. The fire is in this room. So that's not Kibui. Kibui is if you extinguish the flames. If I take a hose and I extinguish the flame. So I have a candle and I blow it out. Happy birthday, and he blows out the candle. So mechabe, that's a malacha. But if he takes out the potential fuel, if I would have not done anything, the fire would have burned that chair, then it would have burned the next chair, then the next chair would spread the next chair, then all the books, all the swarm, it would burn everything out. So I take everything out of the room, all the potential fuel, I take it out, there's no more fuel. The fire dies from old age. Dies on its own, you start? Okay. I didn't put out the fire. It dies because there's no more fuel to burn. I took out all the potential fuel. So that's not a malacha. So that's what Abkhimah Ben Ana says in the Mishnah. That if there's a fire in the apartment, and you have a heavy piece of furniture in the apartment, and let's say you can't move it out, it's a Rishus HaRabim outside, you can't move it out. Or it's too heavy to move out, whatever. So if he has Or Shel Gedi, let's say on the Erev Shabbos he just shefted an animal, and he has the hide, as the leather from this animal, and it's still fresh and it's still moist, and he puts this leather cover on top of the wooden pieces of furniture. Shita teva migdala, wooden pieces of furniture that he has in the house. That's expensive stuff. He doesn't want it to burn. So he forced him, or shall gedi, you're permitted to spread this leather. The Mishnah Brewer raised the question, or should be muktzeh. If you shechted an animal on Erev Shabbos and you have the or, so the or should be muktzeh. Because whatever is not Adam Mikaela Machal Mashkim is muktzeh. The Gemara says, in the beginning of Kol HaKelim, the Gemara says that the laws of muktzeh were patterned after the laws of Kabbalah Tumah. So whatever is not Mikabal Tumah doesn't belong to either of the four categories. Any of the four categories, Adam Mikaela Machal Mashkim, that's going to be muktzeh. So leather shoes are cleaved, Mikabal Tumah. Leather jacket is a cleaved. Leather tablecloth, leather. You put on the grass to have a picnic, a leather, what do you call it? A leather blanket, so that's a glitz. But just a piece of leather, the hide of the animal, that should be muktzeh. You didn't make it into anything yet. So the Mishnah Brewer raises the question, what's going on over here? Person, Marshal, how does he handle the Yarshal Gdeh to begin with? Isn't it a problem of tilt and muktzeh? So he says, look in that simon where the Shulchan Aruch talks about what's muktzeh. Some cases it's not muktzeh. Some cases if it's already useful as a mat to sit on, to have a picnic, or as a tablecloth, then it won't be muktzeh. Fine. Either the Shulchan Aruch is talking about that case, or the Shulchan Aruch is assuming there's a simon about Baleko. This is all in Simon Shin Lamedala, the simon about how to deal with a sreif on Shabbos. So the Shulchan Aruch has in Sif Beis, Shin Lamedala Sif Beis. What if there's a sreif and I have a lot of paper money? I went to work on Friday, and Friday is payday, and they paid me $10,000 a week in paper money. And I got my $10,000 on the table, and the whole house is on fire. My $10,000 is going to get burnt. What do I do? So the Shulchan Aruch quotes, Yesh matir in lekalten mo'os, udvarim hamuktim kedei lahatzil mepnei hadleiko, Omi onsim haboim omi anosim from this print omi from gazlonim and anos shaboim legozlom the b'mokam pseida ein lochush leisur muktzeh yesh osher machlekes yesh matir yesh osher. Some say it's permissible to do tilsal muktzeh if you're really concerned about a big mokam hefsi. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes when the Shulchan Aruch has this kula the yesh matirim. Later, when it says about Paris and Morgadi, Al Gabishita Teva Migdal, so he raises the issue, what's the story with the Muktzah? There's this Paris and Morgadi. Here, this is in Simachov Beis. Teva Shachas Bahur, you have a big piece of wooden furniture, and it's on fire. Ur is the fire. Yochalifas Orshel Gadi, Mitzidoho Acher. Cover up, if you're going to take an Orshel Gadi and cover over this side where the fire is, you're going to be extinguishing the fire. If I put out a fire like that, it's also a mechaber. Not only if you throw water, or if you blow it out, if you put something on the fire to stomp it out, it's also a mechaber. But if you put the Yorshel Gdi on the other side of the furniture, so this side, taka, will burn, and the other side will not burn, because it's protected, because the Yorshel Gdi doesn't catch flame. It's not flammable, and it protects the furniture. So that says in Shulchan Aruch, that's permissible. That's this Mishnah. So then the Mishnah Berurah raises the question, what happened to Kot Nun Gimel? What happened to the issue of Muktzah? So he says, look, in Simen Shin Ches, Sif Chof Hei, regarding Muktzah, sometimes the raw hide is Muktzah, sometimes not Muktzah. And he says, if you hold like Sif Beis, and Shin Lam Adal, Sif Beis, that is Muktzah, Lataltha Muktzah, Abamokam, Vela Hatsula, Metnei Adleka, Abamokam, a big Mokam Hefzid, so then there's room to be Mekel over here also, even if the Orshal Gdi is Muktzah, yeah. And that din that you're allowed to cover, yesh matirim, some say tilka muktzeh is mutter, so the Mishnah Berurah says, that haina dafke bebayis acher, shayna behulam, below the beis adleika. He says, most of the poskim, some are even mekel, the mokam adleika, and most of them say that's not right. The mokam adleika, the bimata tilka muktzeh, the Gemara says, yisharis lay osi lehabuya, if you're going to give many heter at all, he's going to get so carried away, he's going to be so nervous about his money, he may put out the flame. So that's why most of the Achrayim say that even that opinion is Sif Beis, Shin Lamed Al Sif Beis. It tells the Muktzeh is Mutzeh, Mamakam Dleika. It means that the fire is in the next house, and we're all wooden homes, one next to the other. And on Shabbos, if no one's going to lift a finger, you're not going to do anything. So that house is going to burn down, this house is going to burn down, next house, they're all going to burn down. And my house is going to burn next. Right now, there's no fire here. Fire is in the adjacent house. So then they say you're allowed to handle the $10,000 if you have $5. So, I cut part of the $5. if you have your whole year's pay, your whole year's salary is there on the table. And paper money, if it's by check, you get another check. But if it's cash, paper money, so then the yesh mishamata tilton mukta. But if you're in the room where the dleika is, then the Mishnah Berurah thinks, like the Rav HaPasim, that there's no hetter at all. It was that there are those who are mekel even if you're in the room with the dleika, but he finds that very difficult. So he says, who says that? Isa the Hetta. That's in the Sefer Isa the Hetta. Be'aliyo Rabba quotes in the Isa the Hetta would appear mashma da filu b'bay shabad leka gamken shori. He says it's very wild. But look, says there is such an opinion. Right. But still, the Gemara says... Yeah, but still, the Gemara says that even though it ain't Tzvicha L'Gufa, we hold ain't Tzvicha L'Gufa is only the Rabbanim, but still the Gemara made a Gzeira that you're not allowed to, there's an Issa Hatzola. It's also to do an act of Hatzola, Dil Masi L'Chabuye, and they get carried away. So he says, Lo Nicho Limchas B'yad HaMekilim, Ya'acha Shagam HaTaz Metzadet Kain. The Taz says like that, he says, the Hetta says like that, that you're even permitted to move the Mukta in the room where the lake is. He thinks that most of the poskim hold matzah. He's not happy about that. Anyway, so Nachamal, so the Mishnah is assuming that it's permissible for some reason or another to handle the Yerushal Gdi. Either it's muktzah, you have a heter on that, or it's not muktzah in the case where the Yerushal Gdi is not muktzah. So Rav Shimon Anna says you're permitted to cover over the furniture because this Yerushal Gdi is not flammable, it's not going to catch flame. And it's not kibui, it'll just prevent the other half of the wooden furniture from catching flame. The other side of the furniture is on fire, so put the cover on this side, because it's not flammable. It gets singed a little bit, but that's not called mavir. Mavir is if the material that you put is going to catch flame. That's avar. It's not avar. Yeah. If you, that's what the Mishnah Berurah says, you can interpret that it's Orshal Gdi, which is not Muktzah. The Gemara says in other places, sometimes the Or is Muktzah, sometimes the Rahide is Muktzah, sometimes not Muktzah. Okay? I mean, if you put it together, if you say that the whole Mishnah, the whole pair goes, the Oso Chatzir, and it's still Muktzah. Even though it's Muktzah. Okay. Oso Mechitza B'chol HaKel. Here, I want to move out all the furniture, move it into the hall and close the door. What if it's too difficult to move out all the furniture? So let's say I put kalim, metal kalim, blocking, the fire is over here, so I want to make the fire self-contained. So I'll move metal kalim around and around the fire. So when the fire comes to the metal kalim, the metal doesn't burn, unless it's very hot. The fire is not that hot that the metal should burn. Mamela, it's not going to burn, so that's going to be the end of the fire. So the fire will die from old age, it'll die a natural death. So that's not mechaber. If I block the ability of the flame to go, if I close the door, I close the metal door and the fire can't spread. So that's not mechaber. The fact that I prevent the fire from spreading further and it dies a natural death. So here also, if I surround the fire, also mechitza b'chol hakelim, meleim reikonim, with water, without water, it doesn't make a difference. The shulshal atavad leka. I want to make the fire that it should be, the flame should be self-contained, shouldn't go any further. So it doesn't make a difference whether the kalim have water in them, they don't have water, it's all the same thing. So now it sounds like it's a machlokes Tanakama, Tanakama's Rav Shimon Anna, Tanakama and Rav Yosi. Rav Yosi seems to say that gram kibui is also, and Tanakama seems to say that gram kibui is muta. Why is it gram kibui? If I put containers of water where I know the container is going to crack, klicheres chadoshim. If you put klima teches, that's not going to lo yis bakeya. It's not going to crack. But if I put klicheres chadoshim aleim ayim, I know that any chelam kabbalasur, they can't take the heat, so they're going to crack. Him is bakim. So the Yosi says you're not allowed to do kibui. That's gram kibui is also. And we paskin like the Tanakhama, that gram kibui is mutam. So this is the end. this constitutes Ram Kibbutz Antidimusa. There is a, the Chazanish points out, there is a Machlekes Rishonim. When we pass from like the Tanakhama of Shimon Nanas, that Gram Kibbutz Mutter does mean it's always Mutter? Does it only mean the Mokum Dleiko? She love a Mokum Dleiko, Gram Malacha is also the Rabbanon. The Mokum Dleiko, then we lift the Yisra the Rabbanon. So that's the Ramah, and Shulchan Aruch quotes that from the Mordechai. Gram Kibbutz is also the Rabbanon, and only the Mokum Dleiko will make them. The Chazanish says that there's a famous thesis in Beitza, on Daf Chavbeis Amid Aleph, I think, but Tosis writes that Gram Kibbutz is Mutter Beyontif. So the Mogen Avraham asks, how's that? Gram Kibbutz is Mutter Beyontif, but how can be? But Gram Kibbutz is also on Shabbos. So he comes up with a famous answer. Obviously, Tosis distinguishes between Shabbos and Yontif. So Gram Kibbutz is also Mutter Rabbanon on Shabbos, only Mutter Mokum Bleiko. Gram Kibbutz is always Mutter on Yontif. Gram Kibbutz is always Mutter on Yontif. So that's why a lot of the posts can say, if you have the fire on, if you have the burner on and you don't want to leave it on all night on Yontif, so take a pot of water that's almost full to the top, put the pot of water on top of the fire, let it cook so long till it overflows, and then once it overflows, then it's going to blow out the flame. So once the fire is out, so there's no malachim turning off the gas. That's not the kibui. You're not allowed to turn off the gas when the fire is on, so turning off the knob is going to extinguish the flame. But once the water overflows, when it gets hot, it's going to bubble up, it's going to overflow. So that's what a lot of poskim, the Mishnah Berurah has that. A lot of poskim hold that that's called the Gram Kibbutz. Gram Kibbutz is Mutter on Yontif. So the Chazanish says he doesn't see the whole thing. He doesn't understand the whole thing. Where did the Mogen Avraham come off to say this? Tesis Loshin is Gram Kibbutz Yontif Shari, the Tesis in Beitzach, or Beitzam and Aleph, the third Tesis from the top. So he thinks that Tesis holds in Shabbos also. Tesis holds Gram Kibbutz Mutter on Shabbos and Mutter on Yontif. There never was any Mutter Rabbanus. Not only Mutter Mokum Dleiko. Tesis probably holds Mutter even Shalom Mokum Dleiko. The Mordechai is the one who made this distinction. The Ramah and Shulchan Aruch quotes Shin Lama Dalet, quotes the Mordechai that we only permit Gram Kibbutz and Mokum Dleiko, otherwise it's also Mutter Rabbanus. But Tesis seems to hold that all the Gram, the Shabbos, all the Gram telephones and all the Gram wheelchairs and everything, all the Gram machines. So we assume, like the Ramah writes in Shin Lama Dalet, that Gram is also Mutter Rabbanus. The Makam Gleika have some Merubas Mutter, the Makam Mitzvah, the Makam Chayla. You have a Kulit. Tesis maybe holds everything as Mutter. All the Grammas are Mutter for everybody. They never made Exer, the Rabbanon are Gram. So that's what the Chazanish Kain is. But if we pass like the Ramah, that there is an Isha, the Rabbanon are Gram, so how did the Magan Avram come up with the sign for that there's a distinction between Shabbos and Yom? He doesn't see it in Tesis.
Isn't every closing gas a Gram?
It should be less than a grum. It should be like just preventing the fuel, like taking out all the furniture. That's the question.
That's the shiloh.
Tesis there is bothered with akasha and beta chabes amin aleph. The Gemara says that if you have a cup of oil and a wick that's burning sitting in this cup of oil. So the Gemara says, also this topic when Hashem is Shebineir. He's not allowed, it's a Mishnah in Baba Madlikim. So the Gemara there quotes it also. On this topic when Hashem is Shebineir, Chayav Mishum Mechabim. The Gemara quotes that it's a Malacha deraisa. If you put in a spoon, you have a cup of oil, you have a wick and it's burning. So if you put in a spoon to take out some of the oil, on this topic when Hashem is Shebineir, Chayav Mishum Mechabim. So Tosfos says, what's the pshat? Ein Ratzalayma. It doesn't mean to say, Meshem Emayar Kibuy. Because like this, the cup of oil would burn for 4 hours, and if you put in a little spoon, and you take out a lot of oil, so it'll only burn for 3 hours, it'll only burn for 2 hours, it's going to go out earlier. The Tosfos thinks that that's not mechabe, maybe it's gram kibbe, they don't think that's mechabe. So why does the Gemara quote a braisa, I'm mistapik man Hashem ishaminer, chayim mishu mechabe, that it constitutes a melocha derai, so lahayne taime, shat in Gemara is like this, hold the ba'os, so show shu mistapik menem, mechabe ktas, the Tosfos says when you take out part of the oil now, immediately the brightness of the flame will diminish. So that's why that's called mechabe. The Tosfos seems to say whenever you do something that immediately causes the flame to diminish or to go out, so that constitutes mechabe. Even though strictly speaking you just took away the part of the fuel, you prevented this fuel from getting burnt. So the pashtus is that if you turn off the gear, the second that you turn off the gear, so the flame goes out immediately. So that's what Tosfos seems to say. The second that you take out part of the oil, the flame is going to be less bright. Immediately, Tosfos says immediately the flame gets diminished. So that's a violation of mechaber. If it would have been a delayed reaction, I take out all the fire is burning, and I take out. Tosfos says you have a candle, and you cut off the candle is burning on top. I take a knife and I cut off the bottom part of the candle. So the whole candle would have burnt. It would have burned for 4 hours, 4 or 5 hours. Now that I cut off the bottom of the candle, so it's only going to burn for 2 hours. But right now, when I cut off the bottom, the flame on top is absolutely not affected whatsoever. It doesn't diminish at all. So Tosfos says that is not a prohibition. That's not a violation of mechaber. Maybe a different issa. A butchering up a candle, it may be a different issa. Is it permissible to take a candle and to break in an air? It's a different story. But it's not a violation of the malacha of mechaber. Tosfos says because you're not affecting the flame right now. And the kain yesh lahat the candle shall shai the gedol alachtoch lamata mimeno. Even the bishosh shachot chosa ena makfish meur shalochlam. Even though he causes that he's going to go out 2-3 hours earlier, sorry, they say that that's permissible. What you're not allowed to do is to be mistopic when Hashem is shabbinet, because right now this flame is diminished. So the pashtus and the taisus is that if you turn off the knob, and right away the flame goes out as you're turning the knob. So the pashtus is that ought to be kibbutz. The way Tosfos gives the definition, the pashtus is that would be kibbutz. It's not considered preventing the potential fuel from burning. The pashtus is that's mochamer there.
What does Tosfos mean near kibbutz?
It says chai mishum mechaber, the Gemara says. Chai mishum mechaber. Again, but it's not a marisign of kibbutz, it's a malacha derais of kibbutz, since it appears like kibbutz, because right now as he's handling it, as he's taking out the spoonful of shemen, he's diminishing the brightness of the flame, so that niriki kibbutz is labeled as kibbutz, since he diminishes the flame right now. Yeah. So Nachum also, this is the machlekes hatanaim. Tanakam is Reb Shimon ben Anasir. That's how the Gemara says. One could have thought that Reb Shimon is only the first one who said the first thing. He says no. The next line of Mishnah is also Reb Shimon. Osim mechitzu b'chalakelim aleim. Even though it's going to crack open, that's also Reb Shimon ben Anas. So Reb Shimon ben Anas says Tanakam allows gram kibui, and Rabbi Yosi does not allow gram kibui. What does the Gemara have by it? Amar Rav Yudah Marav. Tal is what this halacha of gram kibui. Is muta min atar only applies to kibui? What about the other 38 malachas? What about the other 38 malachas? So the Mishnah Brura writes on that simon Shin Lamed Aleph, when the Shulchan Aruch quotes this, he writes in the Biur Halacha, where is this? He writes in the Biur Halacha, the last Biur Halacha in the simon, gram kibui muta. He says, "Lab davke kibud duhu malachas shen tzvicha legufa, apilu b'chol malachas adin kein." Says gram kibud is not only restricted to kibud, which is only an ein tzvicha legufa. It applies even on all the malachas that are mamish deraisis. So also gram is going to be mutam and atayra, and just going to be a discussion over the rabbanon. So the Mordechai sif chabeis, the Ramon sif chabeis quotes the Mordechai in Perek Kol Kisrei. The gram kibud is also the rabbanon only mutam and malachim leika, and the Chazanish says that tesis become a mekaymis. And Shabbos at the end of Kira, as well as the Tosfos and Beitzach of Beit Amanal, Tosfos doesn't agree with this Markan. So the Mishnah Brura says that Gram Kibbutz is Mutter, is really Mutter by all the Malachas. The Shilti Gibarim on our Gemara, and the Rif quotes our Mishnah, Shilti Gibarim raises the question. There's a possibility that maybe I should distinguish between the various Malachas. Maybe only Kibbutz, not because Ein Tzvicha L'Guf is only the Rabbanan. That's not his issue. Maybe some of the malachas gram will be mutter, and other malachas gram will be osir. How are you going to know which is which? So the Gemara says that on the base, how do you know that gram kibui is mutter? Because it says on Shabbos, here 10 lines from the bottom of Kuf Chof on the base. It says Shmos chapter Chof. Sibla Sasu Chomaloch, Asi Hu Diyasa Grom Ashori. The Gemara says, we see from the Pasuk that only Asi is forbidden, and Grom is Mutter. Are there any cases where Grom, is this the only case? And Kol Tau Gemara says, no. That Grom, Mechikas Hashem is Mutter. Because it says, Vibaratim Hashmam, Lo Sasim Kein, Lo Hashem Alekech, and says, Lo Shem Asi. In Verm chapter Yud Beis. Vibaratim Hashmam, and Amok Mahu, you should destroy the shame of it. The Zora, the Sassan Kain, Hashem al Kechon. So the Gemara Darshan, Sassil Hu, the Yosef, Gram Mashori. Gram Mechikas Hashem is also Mutter. That means that Gram of every Malacha, Gram of everything is Mutter. Are there any cases where Gram is also? So the Rav Gatshava points out that there is a Gemara before, here's the Gemara, that Gram Sirus is also. Gram Sirus is also. And Gram, let's say to cause an animal or a human being to become a saris is asir even only in the case of gram, even though you didn't do the asiya. What other case? The Gemara has gram. Gram sirus is asir. The Rambam learns the Gemara has a suffix. Gemara has a suffix where the gram. Losachim shabadisha, hasima. There's a lav in Lo Sasam Shabbadish. So the Rambam, so the Gemara in Baba Metzia, Daf Tzadik, has a discussion of the dinam, of the details of Lo Sasam Shabbadish. Lo Sasam Shabbadish is the original lav that gets malchus. When it says in the Chumash, V'hoyom bin hakos ha-Rasha, v'hipi lo shavu kol lefanik v'evishas nispa, if the Rasha deserves malchus, so that pasuk is adjacent to this pasuk, Lo Sasam Shabbadish. So that's what the Tanaim all say. Do me the lav da chasima. Who gets malchus? Whoever violates a lav, which is similar to lo sachem shabedisha. Chasima, the lav of chasima, with the samach, not chasima. Ksiva la chasima tova, that's with a tuf. Ches tuf, that's chasima, signature. But this is chasima with a samach to be chosen, be part of a dojba, to muzzle up an animal. So that's the original dugma, that's the paradigm of a lav that gets malchus. So the Gemara has a suffix. And Baba Metzia, Daf Tzadik, what if I ask a Nochri? I have a farm, I'm a Jew, I'm wealthy, I have a farm. And all the workers on the farm are going. So I tell the workers, when you have the animals do the threshing, make sure that you muzzle their mouths in order that we should save money. I don't want the animals pressing away on the food that they're going to be threshing. So the Gemara has a suffix, is Amir Liyakum Osir or not, by Chosin Pipar. So the simple reading of the Gemara there in Baba Metzia is, it's a suffix on the level of the Rabbanon. That there is a din amir liyakum on Shabbos and Yontif and Chalamoid and Avelus. There's a din you're not allowed to have. Avelus is not allowed to run his business. He's not allowed to have the Goyish workers run the business for him either. So we have a certain cases. We have a list of cases. Amir liyakum is an Yisad the Rabbanon. So the Gemara has a topic. What about amir liyakum on Chayfim Tipor? Maybe only Shabbos because it's an Yisad Koris. Yontif is not an Yisad Koris. Chalamoid is not an Yisad Koris. That's an extension. So maybe Amir Liyakum is only Osir, it's by Malacha. But by Chayfim Tipor V'dosh, but it's only Nisalav, that's the Gemara Sofik. So that's the Pashtus. The Sofik is a general, universal Sofik, and Kola Tarakula, but Amir Liyakum is only Osir with the Rabbanan and Hilcha Shabbos, or he even applies to Kola Tarakula. So that's what Taisus discusses in Rosh Hashanah, in the second parak in Rosh Hashanah, Taisus discusses, and in Avodah Zarah, Taisus discusses. You're not allowed to make a statue of a human being. So what if you hire a guy to make a bust, to make a statue of a human being? Is that an issa? You're not allowed to make a planetarium. So what if I hire a guy? I pay money to a guy that he should do it. Is there an issa ami or liyakum? Because it's not an issa kares. It's nothing to do with Shabbos. It's shar kol ha-tarkula. It's an issa. So does ami or liyakum apply to kol ha-tarkula or does it not? So that's how the Raavad learned, and that's how the, let's say I have a farm. I'm a farmer, I have a farm. And I have Goyish workers on the farm, and I tell them they should plant kilayim. So is there an Isser Amir Liyakum against planting kilayim? I myself am not allowed to plant kilayim. That's an Isser Deraisa. I'm not allowed to make a hybrid between one animal and the other, or a hybrid between one tree and the other tree to make these hybrid fruits. So is it forbidden or is it permissible to ask a Goyish farmer to do the work for me? So the simple reading of the Gemara, that was the Shaila. So you look in the Rambam writes, you're not allowed to have a goy, when he quotes the dinam of Chosin Tipora, you're not allowed to have a goy do the chasimah for you. The Gemara had a suffix, you're not allowed to. And if you did, you don't get malchus. So that's a very strange lashon. If you did, you don't get malchus. Because suffik, you don't get malchus. And if it would have been a vadai, there would have been malchus. Malchus means that it's an issa deraisa. Unless he means makas mardus, but he doesn't say that. It sounds like he's talking about a suffik deraisa. He's suffik, you're not allowed to have the goy do it. But if you had a goy do it, so we're not going to give you malchus, because suffik deraisa l'chumrah. But you don't give malchus ala suffik. So from the Rambam, you see, it wasn't a suffik on the level of the Rabbanon. In Hilchus Shabbos, Amir Eliyachim is only with the Rabbanon. But Hilchus Choysim Pipar Vadosh, but the Gemara entertained the Asfara to say a possibility that maybe it's a violation of an Issa Deraisa. They ask a goy to do the Choysim Pipar Vadosh, but could be an Issa Deraisa. How can it possibly be an Issa Deraisa? So the answer is the Gemara seems to imply that in certain Isurim, Gram is Deraisa, in certain Isurim, Gram is Mutam and Atar. Let's say a Gram of causing a carbon to become a balmum. I cause the carbon to become a balmum. I have a barbed wire fence, I have a carbon, and I have a ranch where I have all the animals. They shouldn't run around. They shouldn't get lost. So if I want to encourage an animal to go to that part of the barbed wire fence where it's going to get scratched and it's going to rip its mouth and it's going to get a mum kavua, if I'll put some ice cream over there, I'll put some food that it wants to eat, so the behemoth fish can say, it's going to go through that hole, and in order to get it's going to rip itself up, it's going to become a balmum. So that's considered grama. So the Gemara says, you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to put food. You're not allowed to put raw dough on the other side of such a barbed wire fence. So the Gemara would appear that to cause a mum in the carbon grama sounds like it's a real issa. Kol mum layibo, says the Chumash, you're not allowed to offer a carbon that has a mum. Kol mum layibo. So the Gemara says, you're not allowed to cause a mum. If you matal mum the kotchin, you get malchus. That's a lav deraisa. Kol mum lo yahayibo. Even though it doesn't say that, that's how we interpret. Kol mum lo yibo, you're not allowed to cause it to get a mum. So on causing a mum, and then on sirus and balichayim, the Gemara seems to say earlier that gram sirus would be osa. Pashtus nima, the gram sirus is osa. So how come gram achikas Hashem is mutter and gram alocha is mutter? How come some alocha is gram? Some are various. If you look at all the shin, how many shin sabachedah? 365 lavim in the Torah. So from the 365 lavim, some of them gram is mutter and some of them gram is osa. How do you determine? So the Ragachava says he thinks that the klal is it depends what's the nature of the issa. Is an issa pula or an issa chalois? Did the Torah prohibit you're not allowed to do this activity? Or the Torah wants you shouldn't bring about such a matzav, shouldn't bring about such a result. If the Torah prohibits, if you call it, so to speak, an issa chalois, don't bring about such a result, so then grama will also be included. But if you say it's an issa pula, so then if you're not doing the pula, it's mutter. So that's what the Gemara says. Loisatun came Hashem alokeich masi hu diyosa grama shor. By mechikas Hashem, now there is the maisa, the pula. The taskam alocha the asiyah is the prohibition, not the result. Masheni came, let's say choysim pipar v'doshba, so that the Gemara understands that it's an issa chalais. The Torah prohibits me from bringing about such a result. So Gemara's mesupas, what if I ask a nachri to do it for me? Is that called groma? Is that less than groma? Because he's a bardas. The nachri is a human being. He makes a decision whether he wants to listen or not. Of course he's going to listen. I salary him. He works for me. I'm the boss. Of course he's going to listen, but he's a bardas. He could have chosen to quit. If he doesn't like the idea of torturing the animal, he can always quit and go get a job somewhere else. He can make more money. He doesn't want to quit. That's his decision, doesn't want to quit. So that's the Gemara Shaila. Is that really called Groma? Gram, Choysim Pipar V'doshba, is an Issa Deraisa, but the Gemara has a Sofim. Maybe this is lower than Groma. Amir Ulanachar, maybe it's lower than Groma. Maybe not, maybe it's Groma. So that's where the Rambam writes, it's a Sofim Deraisa, and you don't get Malkus. If he would have been pointed that it is an Issa Deraisa, there would have been Malkus. Rambam doesn't say, the Mishlam Ela points at that Rambam. And the Rambam is mashma that it's a Sofik Deraisa, not a Sofik Derabbanan. And the same thing, Sirus, and the same thing, Hatolas Mum de Karbonis. It sounds like this is an Iser Chalois, not an Iser Pula. But that could be that that's the Sofik of the Shilti Gidbar Manar Daf. Do you say that all the 39 Malachas Abuchod Amachta, they're all just an Iser Pula? Maybe within the area of Malachas, maybe half of them, maybe some of them are an Issa Chalois, maybe some of them are an Issa Pa'ula. We usually assume that all the 39 Malachas are just an Issa Gavra. It's an Issa Pa'ula. We assume like the Mishnah Brura that Grom is Mutaban on all the 39 Malachas. But it could be the Mishnah, it could be that the Shulti Gibarim is raising a possibility. Maybe we should split, maybe we should analyze each Malacha. Maybe some of them are an Issa Chaloi, in which case Grom would be a violation of an Issa Deraisa. How could you possibly distinguish there's such an Arsameach? Arsameach discusses the topic that the Rishonim spoke about. Marbe b'shiurim. What's the din of marbe b'shiurim? Marbe b'shiurim means like this. Let's say a person has to cook hot water. They're doing surgery on Shabbos v'chodesh yesh b'sakon, and they need hot water to sterilize all of the instruments. But they don't need such a big pot of hot water. If you have a smaller pot, it's also enough to sterilize all the instruments. So the one who works in the hospital, who's cooking all the water, wants to have a cup of hot tea on Shabbos. What can you do? Shabbos, they can't. But now that they have emergency surgery, and it's a chayla mesukan, so you have to cook a pot of water anyway, they figure, I'll put a pot twice as big. Instead of putting a little pot, I'll put a big pot twice as big, and I'll put the pot on the fire. So what's the difference whether I put a big pot on the fire, I put a little pot on the fire? It's the same one pa'ula of taking a pot and putting it on the fire. So since I have a head to pikuach nefesh to cook, to put this pot on the fire, so what's wrong if I put some extra water before I put it on the fire? If I put a pot that's half full on the fire and then I add water later, so when I put it on the fire, that was one act of bishul. When I add more water into the pot later, that's the second act of bishul. So that's marbe b'malachas. Then he did two malachas of bishul. But if he fills up the whole pot malachat with this intention, and then he puts it on the fire b'vasachas, so that's called marbe b'shur. So that's a big machlokes in the Rishonim. If a person does a malacha, the ribui b'shurim, and he has a hetter pikuach nefesh on the basic amount, let's say he has to break off a branch from the tree because the chayla needs a fruit. Chayla needs a fresh fruit, and if he doesn't have fresh fruit, he's going to die. And the doctors think if you give him the fresh fruit, he's going to live. Sure. So if I break off a branch, and let's say he needs 5 fresh fruits, I break off a branch that has 10 fresh fruits on it. I could have broken off another branch that only has 5. But instead, I broke off a branch that has 10. So that's marbe b'shiurim. Does that? And why did I do it? Because I want to eat some fresh fruits also. Once the branch is off, I'm allowed to eat the extra fruit. So the shaila is: is that marbe b'shiurim? Is that an isa deraisa or not? So that's a big machlekes in the Rishon. So they ran in the Dorim has a machlekes. They ran in Beitza. Daf Yutes has a in Yud Zayin has a machlekes with the Rashba. Well, the marbe b'shiurim is an isa deraisa and an isa derabanan. So they are Sameach right. If you would ask me, I would say it depends which malacha you're talking about. In some malacha, it's an Issa Chalois. So if you cause more water to get cooked, or if you cause more of the volume of the thing to have the malacha done to it, so it's going to be an Issa Deraisa. In other malachas, it's an Issa Pula. So then what's the difference? If it's one Pula, what's the difference whether you have a big volume or a small volume? You need a minimum amount, you need a shear. Every malacha has a shear. But once you have the shear, so what's the difference when it just barely made the shear? It has much more than the shear. So the Osameach says he can visualize the split between the various malachas. Maybe some of them should be labeled as an Issa Pu'ula, and Marbe B'shurim will only be an Issa Derabbanan, because it's Chat Pu'ula. And other malachas perhaps should be, Marbe B'shurim should be Derais, an Issa Chalais. So if you can visualize like that, if you're prepared to say like that Osameach, that some malachas will be an Issa Pu'ula, some will be an Issa Chalais, then it can come out like the Shulti Gibar. That some malachas gram malach will be an Issa deraisa, and some malachas gram malach will be an Issa derabbanan, because the whole verb, how do you determine why by gram by Shabbos is mutam and atar, and gram sirus and gram mechikas Hashem also mutam and atar, and sirus and chayis and pipara and osam mum bekotchim, why do you decide over there that gram is osir? So the answer is because there the whole nature of the Issa is an Issa halach. So maybe within Hilchos Shabbos Gufa, there's room to distinguish it. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. He doesn't think so. He doesn't accept the Shulti Gibar. He holds that all of the malachas are in Issa Pula. No such thing as an Issa Chalois by Shabbos.
Can you think there were some malachas that were in Issa Chalois and that take away from malachas on Shabbos?
Why?
Because the whole Pula has to be done.
You're only in violation if you do a kumbi asay. The kumbi asay has to be in a fashion of malachas nachsheves. But the question still is it that the asiyah is the prohibition because your gufa is mechal Shabbos, because you marred the Shabbos atmosphere. You did an asiya and a fashion of last Shabbos. You say that Shabbos is in Issa Gavra and Issa Chefza, so to speak. So that's what most of the Akronim say. It's in Issa Gavra. It's not in Issa Chefza. It's in Issa Pula. It's not in Issa Chalois. And the Yosameach and the Shilti Gibarim envision that it's possible to split, that some of the Malachas are in Issa Pula and some of them are in Issa Chalois. Some of them are in Issa Chefza. And that's to cause the spirit of Shabbos to be more. Yeah, so he holds that it goes on some halachas, not on all. That's what the Shulchan Yibam raises such a possibility. The pasuk is not referring to all the lamas as malos, only referring to some of them. Pashtus is like the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, against the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch does raise such a possibility. Yeah? Rav Soloveitchik used to say like this. In the Beis HaMikdosh, to bring Karbonis on Shabbos, the minimum itself in the Sutra. That's a Gemara. So he gave a mashal, the Ravid in the commentary on Mishnayis Tomid, gives this mashal. I mean, avoid the Hakrovis minimum itself in the Beis HaMikdosh on Shabbos in Sutra, so therefore the coin can smoke a cigar as it's being makrav the Karbonis. No, Hutra doesn't mean that anything goes. Hutra means for the purpose of Hakrovis HaKarbonis, for the purpose of the Pikuach Nefesh is Hutra. But this extra amount of water is not for the purpose of the Pikuach Nefesh. That's not Hutra, it's not Kriya, it's not nothing. Should be an Issa Deraisa. Unless you say a Nusvar, Mavi Bishur, that by Shabbos all prohibition is the Pu'ula, the Asiyah, and it was Chad Asiyah, Chad Asiyah. It's one Asiyah. The Pashtus is, it really shouldn't have to do with Hutra Kriya. It really shouldn't have to. The Ran has such a suggestion. But not exactly. The Ran talks about the topic of Mavi Bishur. So he says, on Yontif, you're only allowed to cook on Yontif for Yontif. You cook on Yontif for Chol, that's not permissible. But what if I'm cooking, I want a cup of tea now on Yontif. So instead of just cooking, let's say it's late in the afternoon on Yontif, I want to have hot tea now, and I want to have hot water on Mitzor Yontif also. So I'm going to cook such a big kettle of water now, I hold the kettle under the faucet, I fill it up with water, then I put the thing on the fire. And part of the water I'm going to drink now, but the a lot of the water I'm going to drink after Yontif. So the Gemara says that's Heter Gomer. Mar b'Bishurim on Yontif is Heter Gomer. And Mar b'Bishurim on Shabbos is not permissible. The Gemara says just a pilpul loads an Issa Derais and Issa Derabon. But Mar b'Bishurim on Shabbos is not allowed. Why is there a difference? So the Ran says he doesn't think the difference is between Shabbos versus Yontif. He thinks the difference is between Eichel Nefesh versus Pikuach Nefesh. Because Eichel Nefesh is not a heter. It's not hutra, it's not the chuyah. It's totally different. It's the chlal not labeled as a malacha. Malacha is ochal nefesh, it's tam mutar. It's not that the tzorach ochal nefesh is matir, and it's not that it's the chuyah, it's tam mutar. So he says, once it's mamish heter gomor, so then even barbe bishurim should be mutar. But if you have pikuach nefesh is either hutra or the chuyah, whichever. It's either hutra or the chuyah, but it's not that there's no Easter at all. Hutra and the chuyah is still means that you're doing a malacha. It just said it's hutra. The laws of Shabbos were never formulated, never intended in the first place, the case of a sakonis nefesh, but it still is a malacha. It's not that it's, by definition, not called a malacha echal nefesh. It is not, if it's a malacha echal nefesh, so by definition it's not called malacha savayda. On Shabbos it's malacha, but on Yontif the Torah didn't prohibit malacha. The Torah prohibited malacha savayda. The malacha echal nefesh is not called a malacha savayda at all. So that's what the Ran holds, that Marbe Bishurim is mutter. Not a word, mutra on Yontif, asr on Shabbos. Not the Shabbos, Mokhom, and the Yontif. Rabbi Bishurim, in a case of Eichel Nefesh, why was the basic shear mutra? If the basic shear is mutra because it's not included in the prohibition at all. There's hutra, there's tchuyah, and there's something better than that. This is better than hutra and better than tchuyah. Let's say kelayim and big dekuna, kelayim and tzitzis. There's a discussion in the Rishon whether it's hutra or tchuyah. What if you have rayon and acetate? That's not hutra, it's not chuyas. It's not a, by definition, that's not called kilayim at all. It's neither hutra nor chuyas. It's better than hutra. That's what the Ran holds. The Rechel Nefesh on Yantav is better than hutra. It's only, by definition, it's only a malache on Yantav if it's malache sabayda. The definition of the Yisra on Shabbos Yantav is not the same.
But
you have to try to do Aliday Shinui. Okay. But that's, you can do what you want if it's going to save the life of the chayla. But once you're going to do a slightly mashuhu more than is needed to save the life of the chayla, there's no heter on that. That should be an isid deraisa. You can say hutra, but if you're going to do 1 ounce more, then you know for sure that you're not going to need this, and that's for your own personal purposes. I want to drink that extra cup of water. So that's not covered with hutra, just like it's not covered with the chuyah. That shouldn't make a difference. The Ram said a different word. Eichon nevesh on yomtiv is better than hutra. Better than hutra. And by definition, Torah only prohibits malacha sabad. It's a different word. A different word. So that's what the Gemara has. If you put together all the Gemara, sometimes Grama is awesome in Atera, and sometimes Grama is Muta. By Mechikas Hashem and by Molech HaShabbos, the Gemara says that Grama is Muta in Atera. And by the other cases, by Chasimas Tipora, and by Soris, by Artzachem Loisasu, the Gemara has a pasuk. You're not allowed to be Mesaris any Balchai. And by making a Mum in Korbanas, that could be that there, Grama will be Nisha Derayt. What is the machlekes satanoim? Rabbi Yossi holds that gram kibui is baser. Tanakama holds gram kibui is mutter. Rabbi Yossi holds gram kibui is baser. That's how the Gemara starts off. Then the Gemara says, no, they don't think that it's correct. The Gemara has 4 lines into the wide lines on Kuf Chof Amid Beis. Rami de Rabbi Yossi, ya de Rabbi Yossi, you have a contradiction. The Gemara says, Liyoylam, the Gemara says, the reason why Rabbi Yossi asks is because of a new gzeira. He really agrees that gram kibui is mutter. Should have been Mikra Adini agrees with the Tanakhama that gram kibui is mutter. He asks is because of the Yisra Hatzola. He tells Shanabol Amamon, it's a new reason. But he really agrees that gram should have really been mutter. We just have to get a good definition of grama. Okay. So we'll have to, maybe tomorrow we'll learn Parshas HaShavu a little bit. And then next week we'll continue here. What's a good, when is it called grama? What is it called an Issa Deraita? When is it grama?
Rabbi, isn't Malach Savoda the Rabban Shita at the Ram Gupa
Arnold? Yeah, I don't know. I'll take a look. I was wondering as I was saying it over. How can it be?